If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
What do you think might be in here? It has a long handle, and most people would never expect to see such a big one.
Yeah.
It surely is a big one. Do you have a special something that you take to bed with you? Does it help you to go to sleep when you hold your special something?
Boy, I'd love to see her do that. And the smell of it was so great, too. So many fine things that you can do with your fingers and your hands.
Oh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big.
Mr.
And
Rogers.
You're going to go up in that?
Do you ever get dressed up in somebody else's clothes for play? Hi, neighbor. Had a little trouble with my zipper there. Mr. McFeely came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me. A
no.
kind of secret, he said.
No.
Just one thing before you go. I'd like you to know how grateful I am for you. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
And now...
Some people call it a mouth organ because you blow in there.
Our feature presentation.
You can make anyone sound dirty, can't you?
Totally. And it's not really... It's not edited...
Not much, no.
I mean, it's just shortened, you know, just little chunks, really.
Yeah, yeah, I think there's nothing creepier than a kid's show that gets turned into that. Because that's then you're like, okay, he's got a complete kid audience. That's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's 5:35. It's Wednesday, the 31st of Rocktober. Oh, no sound. Damn.
That was my guitar riff.
Oh, I didn't even hear that. I'm sorry. Thank you for pointing that out. Let me do that again. It's Wednesday, the 31st of Rocktober. Very nice.
Thank you.
That's going to be our sound from now on.
It actually sounds like a wounded animal.
Stupid Bean, probably in traffic, driving, left late. You know, he does that.
He doesn't drive.
He does that.
And then
he gets in the carpool lane. He goes like 100. He's very unsafe.
No, that would be you.
It's very sad that
he
does it that
just
way.
Really rolls over.
And can't.
And then.
Can't just get out of bed and leave on time, for God's sakes.
And then walks across the lawn.
It's important, but he doesn't care. He's got those kids. He doesn't care. That's the thing.
And he sits down and
thing about him.
Puts on his headphones.
He doesn't care about anything. I have my animals. I have to take care of them.
Yeah. Look at the Herculean effort it takes to get you here on time. What's wrong with him? He's always late. That's the thing about Bean. That's what really bugs me about this whole thing. He's always late.
Every day.
Every day. He sleeps in. He stays out late. He gambles.
That's
his
thing.
That poker thing.
He's got to stop drinking, too.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's really hurting his life. So
yeah, I think an intervention may be
in order. I totally agree.
Because I'm really worried about him now. He could be drunk in a gutter somewhere.
In a pile of
his own sex.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say that.
Exactly.
Yeah. We talked to Maynard from Tool and Pussifer, and we just replayed that for you about 15 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a unique little individual.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind speaking his name. Afterwards, Lisa said, wow, he was kind of angry. And we said, no, no, no.
You corrected me.
That was him in a great mood.
That was nice, Maynard.
Yeah, because if he doesn't like something, he'll just say it.
Wow.
And so it's a little intimidating because you like his music. You don't want him to be mad at you, but you ask dumb questions. I do on a regular basis. So, you know, you're a little worried, but he had Lightning in a tizzy in the other room, man. Lightning was just like, we were playing a song and he's like, Maynard's calling in 30 seconds. What do I tell him? And we were like, that we're not quite ready. It'll be another minute and a half like you do every guest.
90 seconds.
Okay.
What do I say?
He wanted us to just bust right in and put him on the air so he wouldn't have to talk to him, I think.
Well, he's a scary man.
Well, not really, but I mean, he speaks his mind. That's the thing. I mean, he really doesn't mind. If he thinks you're an idiot, he'll tell you you're an idiot.
We're not used to that in this polite society.
No, we do that.
Give it in a funny way. That guy's just genuinely angry.
He's not angry as much
he's
as
not,
he sounds.
He's just...
No, he's a pretty funny guy. He's just way dry.
Yeah.
Way dry. So when he says stuff and he's kidding, it sounds like he's mad about half the time.
Oh, okay.
But I thought
he was mad.
Lightning Man, he didn't know what to do. He's hiding under the desk in there.
Phone's ringing!
Someone else get it!
Poor Lightning.
Oh, he's the best. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We're going to have the great candy debate today.
Oh, this is spilled over from the office to on the air.
We have spent the last week or so screaming at each other about the best candy that you want to get. Like if you go trick-or-treating,
right.
You know, there's all different levels of candy. There's crap like candy corn, which is just pure plastic.
Everyone agrees except for Bean about
which
that.
Which Bean, that's his favorite, of course.
Yeah.
But we all agreed, I think, in the office yesterday that, that you know, chocolate probably has to be.
In the top three?
Yeah, you would think.
Right?
Regardless of what we agreed, what it, you know, what type of chocolate, if you were to make your top five, almost all of us agreed that all of our top five would be chocolate.
It's got to be chocolate.
Pretty much.
Some kind
yeah.
of chocolate involved in it. But we've been having this argument, and it's been going on, you know, about an hour a day, and everybody thinks everybody else is an idiot. So we're gonna get into that, and hopefully we'll settle that today.
Okay.
On the Kevin and Bean Show. We also, speaking of Halloween, we have Tom Kenny, who's the voice, of course, of SpongeBob, but he's also the voice of Lucha Vavoom.
How weird is that?
It's pretty weird. Yeah.
Does he just love it? Is that why he does it?
Lucha Vavoom? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, there's nothing not to love. It's Mexican wrestling. They got midgets. They got people stripping. They got giant human beings being thrown out of the ring. It's
wow.
good times at Lucha
right.
Vavoom. We had a great time when we went. And apparently they have a Halloween event tonight.
Oh, that'd be good.
So Lucha Vavoom tonight. We'll give you some details about that. We got Rob Zombie on the program today.
Good.
He's got a new live CD out talking about the Ozzy concert. And we have tickets, actually, for Ozzy and Rob Zombie starting here in about a half hour, every half hour, every 30 minutes.
Oh.
On K-Rock.
Wow.
So that's going to be pretty cool. Psycho Mike Hates Kids. We'll talk about that this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
People who have seen ghosts. Apparently, and I was not aware of this until yesterday after the show, many people in this building that we work in consider it
They think the studios
haunted.
Are haunted.
Yeah. They hear things. They see little kids.
We're not here late at night.
It's really – and assistant producer Alex was telling me about it, and I kind of just blew her off. And then she went around and she was talking to a whole – she said, I just talked to 12 people that all of whom have seen something weird.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah, it's really kind of weird. So and I love that. I want
well,
that
I noticed
to...
we showed up today and there's spider webs everywhere. Yeah, how'd that happen?
That's probably just Jed.
Pretty scary.
He's just
don't
put,
you think?
Putting up some
boom. There they appear.
This is very, very, very light work for Jed. By the way, Jed.
Yeah,
usually,
really. All we got are spider webs.
A couple spider webs. Usually, right. We come in here and there's like you know, orange coverings on all the lights.
I thought Roddy just rang out one of his sport coats. He just like flung it. And all these spider webs came.
Yes, Lightning.
Turns out that someone has died in our building.
That's what I heard. Yeah,
you did. Okay.
That's what I heard
oh,
yesterday.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, a former general manager from a radio station.
Creepy.
In
his office?
In JFED's office.
In his office, yeah. Some type of heart attack, stroke,
yeah.
Something of that nature.
Died.
Oh, yeah. Well, no wonder it's haunted.
Haunted. Big fat guy spirit going around.
A couple people back, you know, in the offices over here, they're not cool with working here.
Really?
They're spooked out, yeah.
They leave at 5 when everybody else does. They're yeah. not,
they're not
late.
Here on the weekends
not,
alone.
Not one nope. second later. Mike's been here at all hours.
True.
I've been here when it is me here.
Yeah.
In this building.
And?
You know, there'll be a jackboard up maybe. And I mean, it's a spooky place. Don't get me wrong. Anywhere there where there's usually a buzz and it's not, you know, and it's very calm and dry, it's scary.
It seems more quiet than anywhere else.
But you're not a believer. Right? I mean, even if you saw something mysterious, it really wouldn't – you just dismiss it because you're such a logical person. You know, some of the folks back in the, you know, in the commercial programming department.
Lightning's maybe... dancing around saying it. There's Mexicans that work here. They will believe in anything.
But you're also, when you're here usually, aren't you in here in the studio?
In the studio, yeah.
So you're not hearing what's going on in the halls.
No, but.
Children could be running up and down. You
that's right. That's true.
At 3:30 in the morning when you have a 14-minute stop set, you wander.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, that's what I do. I walk. I go look at Rodney's locker. I go get coffees. I just walk around. I look at stuff. And I wouldn't
get
say...
Get people's drawers. Now we know what happens. Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't think this place is any more or less haunted than
at
your
any
average
place.
Workplace.
Ghosts yeah. don't care about you.
Ghosts don't like Mike.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. They join everyone
he's
else.
He's not used to that.
And their universal hatred of him.
You
so.
Think that just because a human being dies that he's going to suddenly like me? I mean, humans don't like me.
No,
that's a good point.
You're right.
That is a good point. Everyone can agree on that, at least. So all that's coming up this morning. It's 5:43. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat 52.
Blah. Blah.
It's our way of saying happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
We're dialing. We're dialing Bean's house because he's not.
Let's wake his ass up.
He's not here.
Or give our condolences to Donna, one or the other. Because I think death is the only thing that would keep him away from the show, really.
Generally, yeah.
He's maybe the most reliable guy ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So 5:52, he's not usually.
I can't ever
sleeping.
Remember him not missing a show.
Yeah, me either.
Usually he lets us know, gives us a heads up, saying he's going to be sick or out or whatever.
Yeah.
He's dead.
That's so sad. He was so young.
Bean Baxter was 79 in his head.
He was born.
Does not answer.
Bean.
Please record.
Will not answer.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, dude. Dead? Much?
Or it's just sleeping. Soundly.
Dead or sleeping? Let us know. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Let's call the cell.
Doing a show.
Yeah, dial the cell. You know, what's funny is that we do this to everybody, but we're all expecting him to not handle it well.
Yes.
It'll be our fault, I'm thinking. Somehow this whole thing is our fault.
If I can be honest.
They said, let's call him. I said, he doesn't answer the phone when he's there and awake.
Yeah, that's true. I don't either for that matter, but I do if it's, you know, 7 till 6.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I've never slept in once in my life.
Right. Doing him a favor. Maybe he's shopping for candy. For tonight, for the big Halloween trick-or-treat giveaway on the island.
When Lightning came in with the idea of calling him, I was so scared. I was like, let's just explore the idea that I screwed something up first before.
Wow.
06. Well, you know what we might need to do is Bean in Heaven. We might need to do that today. Check in.
Not available.
Guys, what do I have wings on? Why am I an angel?
Hey, Daddy, call us back. Bye Daddy. Now. I don't know, nickname. You
how
know.
Cool would it be if he died on Halloween? Then every year we could have a seance and try to bring him back and see if we can contact him, be like Houdini.
He'd come back from the dead and haunt us. Yeah, that would be cool.
We could finally convince him that he's accident prone.
Probably not.
Probably still be denying
but
it.
He choked himself in the middle of the night by wrapping his sheet around his neck accidentally while tossing and turning in bed. The way he goes.
But he'll get to see ghosts, and that's been his great
true. He would love
dream
that.
In life.
I thought aliens were
both. Changing. Really both. He just wants to see something.
He wants to see anything.
Non-human.
And nipples.
5:54, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Yeah, ghosts with nipples would be awesome.
Oh, dear God.
Dream come true.
Britney Spears.
Oh, no.
How does she have a new story every day?
Because she's spectacular. Yesterday was the ruling of the judge regarding her custody.
What did he say?
Of her two children. He ruled that she can only see her children twice a week. With monitored visitation, one day from noon to 7.
Okay.
And one overnight visit per week from noon until 10 a.m. the following day.
Does she have to have a court-ordered somebody to watch over her in that overnight thing?
Yep. Someone has to be there monitoring the visitation at all times.
Because she's crazy.
Yeah. Before the order, she had them about every other day. Now she gets them 2 days a week. That's it.
Running down the hall of the courthouse probably didn't help.
Yeah,
I don't think
been,
screaming.
She's been acting out in court. And
there's nothing that she's done that would help.
No.
If I was in that situation and the judge told me to crawl, you know, a mile on my knees on broken glass, I'd go two just to make sure that person knew I was serious. And she does just the opposite every time.
Apparently, the damning evidence was reported by the parenting coach, Lisa Hacker, who submitted documents to the court, which didn't really paint Britney in the best light. She says that she obviously loves her children. In her own way.
Not sure what that means.
But she's missed 3 appointments with her alone, with the parenting coach. And she states that Britney has a lack of general attention at times.
You've got to be kidding.
And that she will not be a successful parent until she realizes the impact of her behavior, the impact that her behavior has on her children.
I have a quote from the judge in the case.
Is it possible that you've just used some really poor judgment here?
The parenting coach also claims that Britney's time with her kids is not child-centered. They tend to do generally what she decides she wants to do rather than what would be enjoyable for the children.
What a surprise.
Let's all go to Winston's, y'all. The kid's like, no, I don't want to go to a nightclub, Mom. I don't want to go to 40 Deuce and watch the burlesque dancers. So, Britney's next deadline is Monday, November 26th, when the judge will chart her progress as a mom. And one of the new things the court has ordered is she has to child-proof both of her homes by Friday. Hasn't got around to that yet.
She hasn't done that? She's had a
now
kid for 2 years.
Toddlers, she hasn't really child-proofed the home.
Clearly, you have been damaged somehow, some way, along the way, psychologically.
They're going to just paint big skull and crossbones on both the houses to try to keep the kids away from
them. What the hell?
Pierce Brosnan, James Bond, get into a scuffle yesterday. Apparently, he punched out a photographer.
Uh-oh.
He was in Malibu, California. He's coming out of an Mexican restaurant, Casa Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
was coming out, and he was with his kids. They were having lunch, and a photographer apparently came up and got in his business, as the kids say. Pierce didn't want to be interrupted and told him to, well, here's the quote, "Why don't you F off, mate?" and allegedly hit him in the ribs. The photographer reportedly gave it right back, kicking Pierce in the stomach.
Ooh.
Wow.
Then Pierce quickly strapped on a jetpack, used a laser beam that came out of his watch, and fired a missile from his tie clip.
That may just be in the movies.
What? Well, he's got all that cool stuff!
Yeah, I'm not sure he has it in his real life.
Before I get to a couple other stories, let me give away some tickets to the very special red carpet world premiere of a little movie I like to call Beowulf.
And you call it that because?
It's called Beowulf.
That's correct.
Dave likes to call it Beowulf.
Don't forget Beowulf.
Don't forget Beowulf. I guess because it's Halloween, it should be Bay Werewolf.
Good. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Good.
It is November the 5th in Westwood. And at the red carpet world premiere, all the stars will be there. The movie stars Ray Winstone, Anthony Hopkins, and Angelina Jolie. It's in theaters on November the 16th, but the premiere will be at the Man Village Theater in Westwood on November the 5th. If you'd like to go and see this classic tale of adventure done in a brand new style of animation that we saw previously in Polar Express, also directed by the same director, Robert Zemeckis, call now. I've got five pairs to give away, so the first five callers at 1-800-520-1067 get a pair of passes to go see Beowulf at the world premiere.
That's good.
Those world premieres are fun regardless of the movie, just because it's a very exciting atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bunch of people walking the red carpet and a bunch of photographers and onlookers. It's a good time. You'll enjoy yourself. The rumor of the day is that Owen Wilson is now dating Jessica Simpson.
Oh, dear God.
I thought he was trying to get better.
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently both actors were spotted at the Huntley Hotel in Santa Monica, California. And they were looking very cozy, according to the London Daily Mirror tabloid. Wow, you think he felt suicidal before.
Yeah.
Wait till he wakes up with that voice in his ear a couple mornings in a row.
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
Forget about it. She's, of course, going to be on The View coming up this.
When is that? I think
it's the 11th and 12th.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so good.
A couple weeks. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And here may be the greatest story ever. There's a new book out about Madonna.
Yeah.
Called Madonna Like an Icon. So written by a woman named Lucy O'Brien, and apparently it rips the curtain back from Madonna's life, revealing some very interesting stories, including the fact that when Madonna was in her mid-30s, she was desperate to have a baby. Remember when she first got knocked up by her trainer, Carlos
Yes.
Leon?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Before she decided on him, she was looking at several possible sperm donors to procreate with. And one of the guys she was talking to about having a baby was Tupac Shakur.
Really?
What?
The two of them almost had a kid together.
Awesome. Isn't that awesome?
Really?
Yeah. Little Madonna Shakur running around.
Wow.
A little bandana around its head and big bullet bra, cone bra thing going on. That would have been spectacular.
Oh, no. She's a whore.
Yeah.
How about Tupac?
Apparently, she found out that Tupac was dating someone else while he was dating her. Can you believe that?
No.
That's also, friends of Tupac were putting pressure on him to dump her because they didn't like the fact that he was dating Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's a whore, okay?
She got dumped.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? What could have been? Oh, what could have been? And looking at the ratings for television.
Here we go.
This Dancing with the Freaking Stars is once again, a monster.
Yeah.
Of course, we were all shocked last night when that person was kicked off.
Oh, and I thought that person did the best he or she has ever done.
It was shocking when that person was kicked off. Sabrina Bryan was eliminated last night.
Who the F?
Don't know who she is.
No idea. But I do know that Len Goodman, one of the judges, said, well, there have been some bizarre things happening, but this takes the biscuit. And it sure does.
How are we not watching?
And everyone's watching that.
Number one show in America, my friends. World Series Game 4 was number 2. By the way, it's the second lowest rated World Series of all time.
No kidding.
Wow. Wow.
Ever since they've been televising it,
that's not
less
good.
People. The only World Series had worse ratings than this one? Last year's.
I wonder why.
Because baseball blows, Lisa.
I don't think that's
And good. America has caught on. They said, you know what? I'm not going to watch this effing sport anymore.
No.
I'm going to wait for Sunday. I'm going to wait. Yeah, what's that? 90,000 people?
I mean, all over the country.
I think the fact that Colorado was in it, and it wasn't even a series, really, right? I mean, it was four straight games. There wasn't much tension, from what I understand.
And baseball, Major League Baseball is not a big postseason sport. I mean, they don't really put that much of a premium like football and basketball do, because they have 180 games from 30-some teams. And
well,
most of
and
them
it's also seven
well.
Games, possibly, and football is like one game, the Super Bowl.
Another
so
reason it's
that,
better.
It's different.
Desperate Housewives was number three in the ratings. Then Grey's Anatomy, Dancing with the Stars again, number five. Number six, House.
Yeah, so good.
Sure.
Oh, did you see last night's House?
No.
Oh, holy crap. It may be the best one so far.
Come on.
You say that every week. They keep topping themselves every week. Last night, this guy has got a disease where he mirrors other people.
Yeah.
Because he's got, it's a brain dysfunction where he's got no personality. So he imprints on whoever he's talking to and reflects back whatever he gets from them. But he does it in a very intuitive style. So it's almost like he's reading your mind. Oh. Like you're talking to him and he starts to tell you what you're really thinking and feeling.
That's
fascinating.
Weird.
It was fascinating. NCIS was number seven. The World Series games two and one were eight and nine. And CSI Miami rounding out your top ten at five songs.
Hey, Bean.
Dude.
Hey, it's Deddy.
Dude, I think it's Ghost.
What's happening,
up, Deddy?
I don't know.
We thought you were dead. We said the only way Bean would miss a show is if he was actually
dead.
Yeah,
we were worried.
We're hooking up the hotline to heaven.
It's
or hell, I don't know which way.
Wherever you're going.
I have a feeling it would be heaven. It certainly is one of the most curious things because I woke up, I have three alarms. All of them are still set.
Dude.
What kind of Halloween miracle is that?
That is freaky.
Halloween miracle.
All three of them are still turned on, and it's gone past the time that it's supposed to go off. And it's pitch black dark. I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't get my head around how that could happen. Is it ghosts?
Yes. It's Houdini. Houdini's trying to contact you.
I hope so. We were hoping that you'd die on Halloween. That'd be awesome. And then every year on Halloween,
we'd have a seance to try to contact you.
I mean, if you're going to die, you want to pick Halloween, right?
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
You're the best.
I'm crushed to deprive you of the content.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it's an odd feeling to, for just a minute, like switch places and be Kevin. You know
yes.
what I mean? That feeling in your stomach where, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been awake for 5 minutes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You get that nice adrenaline rush when you look at the clock. And well, you think about, is it night or day? What's going on? And then all of a sudden you realize.
See, I think Kevin doesn't even get that anymore, though.
Really?
He's like, what is it? It's six? Oh, all right.
Wait, PM?
I'll go to work now.
You don't cut Kevin enough slack, by the way. Like Bean said, he's been awake for 5 minutes, and he made it on the air, and he just came from his bedroom. Kevin will get here in 5 minutes, and he lives like 25 miles away from the studio.
Yeah, that's
true.
It's far more impressive with Kevin.
He's got the rocket sled.
Anyway, I apologize. It's a very bizarre way to start a day, especially on a Halloween. I just, because today's hinky anyway.
Well, you missed maybe the best showbiz beat ever, that's all.
Oh, that was good,
pretty spectacular.
Well, that hurts me.
Today's celebrity birthdays, we got a bunch of them. Ron Rifkin, remember Arvin Sloan on Alias?
Oh, yeah.
How good
he's
an actor
on Brothers
is he?
And Sisters now.
Shut up! You can see him every week. He is unemployed. There's no Brothers and Sisters.
He plays Sally Field's brother.
Yeah. What a step down.
Yeah, really. From Alias to Brothers and Sisters.
What a rich fantasy world. How much invested is Lisa in television where she makes up imaginary shows for actors to be in?
Yes. And then they eat a blue apple and they turn into a giant. Then Ron Rifkin says, ho, ho, ho.
He's 68 years old today. Peter Jackson, director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, amongst other films like King Kong. He is 46. Larry Mullen Jr., drummer for U2, is 46. While we're talking about drummers, Mickey D from Motorhead is 44 years old today. Rob Schneider, the actor who only works when Adam Sandler lets him, is 44 years old today. Ad Rock from the Beasties, Adam Horowitz, is 41 years old today. Vanilla Ice is 39. Oh, Ice, baby.
Deadly when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best.
That's right.
Felony, love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit fools out of kid. Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
No, I don't owe them any money because my song goes ding, 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 ding. Their song goes ding, 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 ding. Do you remember that interview?
Yes.
Now punch him right in the head. No, it's different. It's different. My song goes ding, 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 ding. Theirs goes ding, 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 ding. Shut up. Frank Iero from My Chemical Romance is 26 years old today. And Piper Perabo.
Oh,
of course, played the Dreamer in Coyote Ugly.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's on Brothers and Sisters now.
No.
She's 31. Can't everyone be on Brothers and Sisters? They said, we're going to make up a show. Why can't we cast whoever we want on it?
With a real cast, she's not on it.
Piper's 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This show is just flying on by. Can you believe it's already almost 6:15?
I hate you.
Seems like it just started.
Look, I know it's Halloween, and I know it seems like the easiest thing in the world to go, ooh, Halloween, let's talk about ghosts. But we had a conversation here yesterday at K-Rock from people who appear to be otherwise serious, sober people who really do claim that K-Rock is haunted.
Yes.
Well, first, yeah, we brought up the idea of the CNN poll. A third of people believe in ghosts. 33% are close to that.
That's high.
Yeah, and so we were talking about people who'd seen ghosts. We said, oh, we've done the topic before. People think they see ghosts. I don't believe a lot of them. I think, you know, maybe they were dreaming or whatever. There is some stuff that no one can explain that blows your mind. I'm not saying there's not. But then Alex started, our sister producer started saying that a lot of people here at K-Rock say the place is haunted. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know, how convenient.
And look, Alex, just because Jed finger paints with poo doesn't mean there's a ghost, all right? It just means the place is honked up. Doesn't mean it's haunted.
But Alex spent about the next half hour walking around the building talking to people. And how many people did you talk to talking about how it was haunted? And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. And it just can't be I was sleeping and I kind of thought I saw my brother. This has to be hardcore, no explanation, blow your mind type stuff.
Right. Well, I honestly thought this would be 5 minutes.
Right.
Because Dave in our office said, you should talk to Pete. He works in traffic. He has a story. So go over to traffic. Well, he's not there. But all the girls in traffic have a story. I guess the girl who used to work there has seen a little girl in the backside of K-Rock by the kitchen and the bathrooms.
Little kid ghosts are the scariest.
Yeah, they are the creepiest.
Yeah, right? and then another one of the women who works over there says, apparently the ladies' bathroom, the bathroom area back there, is like the portal. It's sort of where everything goes down. Because apparently,
so to speak,
the little girls also been around there. And they have repeatedly heard, like if they're washing their hands or they're using the restroom, they've heard the running of little kids' feet.
Ooh.
In the bathroom. And there's no one else in the bathroom with them. And the bathroom's all, you know, hard tile.
The running of kids' feet.
Like, you know, a little kid running really fast.
And a bunch of different people were telling you this.
Yes. And then apparently there's also been sounds. I'm not making this up. People have heard, like, train sounds.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, okay, that's weird. Then they send me over to
hold
the
on,
sales.
Hold on, Super Horror. Let me ask you this. Because so much of the stuff seems to be centered around the ladies' bathroom. I mean, isn't the building that K-Rock is in, isn't it pretty old? Isn't it 50, 60 years old?
It is. We couldn't get the exact date. I mean, I talked to our man Charles, who's been.
But don't you always
longest.
Hear stuff, internal stuff in plumbing, for instance? I mean, you could hear some, you know, the way the water runs in plumbing.
That's
in
what
the
I
distant
think.
Part of the building. It would sound like kids running,
sure,
or sound like a train or something like that. I mean, there's a. That's not like seeing a spirit in front of you.
Which is what I think this person saw with the little kid.
Right.
Literally saw a little kid, like, was it a ghost or just a little, did she think it was an actual little kid?
They said that she described it as looking like a little girl.
I'd love to get
but
a copy of that.
She was here late by herself, and why would a little kid be running around by herself who didn't respond to, hello,
it's me, chill.
Yeah. Yes. So then I go over to our sales department. I'm sent over there, and apparently someone in this building has died.
Someone that used to work here died?
Yes, in our old general manager's office. The very first general manager of this building.
Yeah.
Had a heart attack. He was a very fat man, apparently.
In the office?
He drank a lot, and he shut his office door,
really?
And he had a heart attack. And since the office door was shut, people thought he was working. And then they thought, oh, that's weird. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Awesome.
Knock on the door, go in, psh, dead on the desk.
For real? That
How
really happened?
How long had he been there?
Dunzo. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, did they find him the same day?
Yeah. It wasn't
like a week later.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, you ran over a bum in the parking lot once, right? But that's not what we're talking about. It's a different kind of ghost, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's good for on the air.
Mike made a ghost, actually, is what happened there.
And I knifed a hooker, but I'm pretty sure she crawled away into the woods. I don't think she actually died.
So then I'm sent over to Charles, since he's the man in the building, and he's been here the longest. He knows all the stories. And he completely believes there's something in, apparently the backside of K-Rock, our rear entry, no pun intended, is haunted. He definitely believes he's felt, as he describes, a creepy presence. There's cold spots, apparently. And repeatedly, a lot of people said there are cold spots in the hallway. That it'll be normal temperature you walk through, and it will be not just, oh, it's a little chilly, it's like freezing. And they have no idea what... No idea why. It's like they just walk through the
freezer. There's a vent right above it or anything.
What percentage of those people would you say are heavy pot users?
Oh, 80%.
80, okay.
It is K-Rock.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. But yeah, Charles is convinced Cold Spots, and, you know, like Johnny was here late one night and said, like, you know, lockers were slamming shut, and a lot of ladies talked about the bathroom doors just slamming open and shut. And not like closing kind of gently because of the breeze, like, it's locked, it opens, it slams itself shut.
Here's my question, though. If I'm a ghost, how lame am I if somebody's here by themselves and I'm just closing a door? Maybe I mean, can you do better stuff than just closing a
door?
But
that's how you get the attention. Oh, and apparently the faucets turn themselves on and off. That has happened repeatedly.
Oh.
If you're a little
girl,
there's
never any problems with plumbing in old buildings. That's true.
Hey, here's what I'm going to say, and this is exactly what I say when we get on the UFO topic, too. If something is so widely believed as ghosts, and what was the number you gave, Kevin? About
30.
A third of people?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then that's millions of people.
Yes.
If millions of people have seen ghosts, doesn't it seem like there ought to be something that is so unbelievably convincing that you could put it on the NBC Nightly News and it would not be in dispute? At some point, with all the recording media that we have available to us, there would be some way to look at something that is actually inexplicable. Rather than just, I sort of heard or sort of thought or sort of felt.
What if they don't want to be filmed, dude? What are you going to do? You don't get the release.
And also, I have to say, when I was talking to people about this building, other people came forward and talked about their experiences. And the most convincing one was one of our saleswomen was saying her brother lived, they didn't live together when they were kids, but her brother lived, you know, in this weird old house out in the country. And when he was a little boy, he swears he had a conversation with a ghost. That this little boy came into his room and was crying and needing 5 more cents to go to the store.
Well, and kids are reliable and don't make up stories, so we do have that going for us.
Bean, you're just a wet blanket.
Well,
you know what's
you
funny
know
about
at this
Bean?
There should be proof.
You know what's
all.
Funny about Bean is that it's not that he doesn't want this to be true. He desperately
Absolutely.
Wants, but he just wants proof. That's all.
Yeah, but if you do film a ghost and it's just something that you can kind of see through and you can't explain it, people just dismiss it anyway.
But I'm saying at this point with you know, millions of video cameras, there ought to be a ghost that the news shows up and films. You know what I mean?
But you
I
know
mean,
the theory about
unless
ghosts,
you believe unless you believe that ghosts show up and they're shy and they don't want to be filmed and they do everything they can to just barely let you know they're there and then they go. And why would you believe that? I mean, the whole thing is just honked up. But that's why we're going to take your calls because, frankly, you know, Alex is unreliable. So we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-106. And if you got some actual, honest to God, 100%, you swear it was a ghost. There's no other possible explanation. That's the story we're talking about. We'll take your calls right after this on K-Rock.
And Dave Gordillo from Stanton got those tickets, so congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I think the Dave Gordillo is on the menu at Taco Bell for Halloween today,
that
too,
is correct,
which is good
yes.
news. Right now, we're taking your calls for ghost stories, and not bogus ghost stories. We want the real deal. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Elizabeth? She is in Orange on the Kevin DeVee Show on the world-famous Carrick. Elizabeth, happy Halloween. What's your story?
Why, thank you. Happy Halloween and good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Tell us about a ghost.
Well, okay. I've had it ever since I was a little girl. The most recent story was about a year or so ago. A guy friend of mine, his mom passed away, and it was like a big thing, and him and his brother spent the night at my house. So his youngest brother slept in the couch in my room, and I slept in my bed, and my room's always really dark when we're about to go to sleep.
Right.
And all of a sudden, just a bright light comes in my room, and I turn, and it's their mom.
The one who had just died.
The one that had just died, not even 24 hours later. And she looked like the way she did when she passed away. And all of a sudden, she, like, transformed into the way she looked like on her wedding day.
Oh.
She's just looking at her son. And then all of a sudden, she looks at me, nods her head, and then goes.
Nods her head like?
Like, I took it as she nodded her head at me, like, thank you, take care of
that. Oh, okay, that was like, you're next.
No,
all right. Now, did you have the thought process of I must be dreaming?
Not really, because I've had it ever since I was a little girl. The first time I ever had it was when I was like in second grade when my uncle passed away. About 6 months after he passed away, he showed up at our front door, like walking up, and said, "Hey."
Wow, that's an important message to get out.
Well, it's kind of funny because that's how he was. He'd just be like, "Hey."
Is it always dead people?
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. My mom
I think she's. Is it always sees live people too, Kevin?
No. I mean, but is it always dead people, or is it people you know always too?
It's actually coincidentally people that I always actually feel like other people around me, like when my grandmother passed away and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it also happened to my mother with her dad, and my mother is the biggest fraidy cat on the face of the earth. She's listening. Hi, mom. But
Your mom's
he
listening.
He talked to dad.
All right, Elizabeth, last question, because we got a lot of calls we want to get to. How much pot do you smoke?
I will gladly tell you nothing.
Nothing.
I am so against drugs.
Wow, well, so you got a drinker on the line. Okay.
You need to get on that, Elizabeth. Your mom does it. Why shouldn't you? All right, thank you for the call. Let's see here. Where do we want to go? Let's go to Nicole and Downey. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi.
I saw a ghost.
I've been seeing ghosts at my old house, like, all my life.
Really?
At your old house?
Well, yeah. The one that I lived in until I was, like, about 12.
All right, what's the one that you remember the most vivid and the most unexplainable?
Every night they would dance around in the hallway right by my bathroom, so I never got to go to the bathroom.
What did they look like?
It was just, like, you could see through them, definitely. They looked like older people. They were from, you know, they had long, old-style clothes.
Are you saying that you never went to the bathroom until you were 12? Is that what you're saying?
Not after, like, 9 o'clock at night.
Really? Yeah. Did anyone else ever see him?
Huh?
Anyone else in your family ever see him?
No.
Okay, huh. That's you.
How many ghosts did you see?
Well, there's 3 that would stay in the hallway. And there was older man that would, like, hover above me in my bedroom.
And that was every night?
No, that just happened the one time.
Okay, but the 3 in the hallway was every night. Did you ever make an attempt to try to photograph or film them?
No. I just
Yeah, because why
them.
Would you?
Yeah, I was scared. I was little.
She just ran through them.
I ran through them to go to my brother's room.
Okay. All right.
It's weird no one else ever saw him.
Nicole's effing shaky, I got to say.
So.
I'm honest.
Nicole may be slightly mentally ill.
Do you smoke pot, Nicole?
Of course.
Okay,
but
good.
When I was little.
Yeah, this was before she started that.
Right.
Yeah.
See, this is what's got to be so frustrating. If there really are ghosts, just like if there really are UFOs, you see them and you believe them 100% with all your heart, but it's hard to get other people to believe because unless it happens to you, you don't want to accept it.
Right.
Well, my mom felt the presence. She said I had imaginary friends when I was little.
Yeah. She was just trying to make you feel not quite as weird.
I don't remember them.
thank you for the call. All right. My fear is this is what we're going to get is I saw a ghost and we're going to say nope.
Well, I know, but I don't know how they can prove it either.
I want somebody to like pick up something heavy and throw it across the room. I mean, I want something that has to go beyond imagination, something physical that has happened that you've seen a ghost do. And that's how you know it's real.
Let's try Anthony in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, just like you said, something physically happened, and I don't know how to explain it, but about 3 months after my stepfather passed away from a heart attack, he liked to play practical jokes on me. So one night, I was in the kitchen, I got something. I went back about 2 minutes later to throw it away, and every single cabinet door in my entire kitchen was opened. But it was opened at the exact same angle, and nobody had been in there. I wish I could have got it on film.
Now cool. You're talking.
Every door.
Take that, Bean.
Door. That's cool.
Now what do you say?
But see, here's my question.
Cool.
Here's my question again. Is the ghost what? They're sitting around going, watch this.
They did it in The Sixth Sense.
I think he just wanted to show me that he was there.
He just wanted to show you that he was there.
That he was there and, like, that I hadn't completely lost him, that he was still kind of there for me. But he just kind of wanted to show me, but still at the same time freak me out.
Or he was looking for a flashlight.
One or the other, yeah.
Did anyone think that maybe it was Chris Angel and you've just been mind freaked?
Oh, good. Douche.
He was on Larry King last night. Oh, my God.
Was that a rerun?
I don't think so.
Really? It was new?
I think so,
he was just on there like a month ago.
Why would they have him back after his first appearance?
Because Larry doesn't is desperate for guests.
Because Larry forgot that he was on the first time.
Larry say he was looking forward to meeting him?
What's your name again? Why is the hat crooked? What are you doing with that?
What is it you do?
All right. We need to take a break. It's 6:34. I guess that last one was good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's something to think about, absolutely.
All right. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
Yay, 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. I'm out of here.
Okay. Rodney?
Say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep. I doubt it. Mm-hmm. Never get sleep where I live.
I'm a
robot. But anyway, I'm out of here, and hopefully everything will work out, and be safe and sane on Halloween, and remember, don't eat those apples with the razor blades in them.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay, good. Okay. So if you get an apple with a razor blade in it, I guess don't eat it.
Hey, Kevin, there's a ghost in the studio. I don't know if you've seen that gnomish little man on the other side of the booth there, but...
All right, it's Halloween.
It's Rodney.
It's 106.7 K-Rock here in Rodney in the Morning. I hope everyone
Happy Halloween. So get your scary costumes on.
Rodney?
This year, I'm going to go
as
Barbara Stanwyck.
That's an excellent choice. The kids will be impressed.
Here's another clip from your show, Rodney. I guess called
my show.
This past Sunday night show, the Rodney
on the Rock show.
Horror Haunt or
the Rocky Horror Haunt.
Something.
106.7
K-Rock.
K-Rock. Uh-huh. K-R-O-Q. You're listening to Rodney on the Rock. It's Rodney on the Rock's Horror Haunt.
Horror Haunt, okay.
Horror Haunted out there.
Yeah.
Watch out behind you. There's a ghost. It's a little ghost.
Okay. Is that
a ghost? Be careful.
Are people supposed to be scared by that?
Yeah, it's a little ghost behind you. It's scary. Scared.
That's
ghost.
The extent of your horror haunt show is to tell people to look out. There's a ghost behind them?
She's a little ghost. She's young. A baby ghost.
Uh-oh. Right. Uh-huh.
She's scary. Teenage ghost. Come live with me in my haunted mansion. We'll give out large chocolate logs.
Oh, dear God. That's, I don't know what you mean by that, but I don't like it.
And hope everyone has a safe and sane Halloween. And be courteous and allow people to park.
I mean, that's good advice.
Sure.
You should, because...
Allow people to park?
A lot of people forget the drivers on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
They're... need to park.
Right.
Sometimes they can't park because the trick-or-treaters are jamming up the streets.
Have you been outside on Halloween in 20 years?
Yes.
Okay.
I trick-or-treat.
You trick-or-treat.
Luckily, I'm still small enough that I can get candy.
You could wear a children's costume. That is true.
I do.
But it sounds like in that piece of tape from your show, Rodney, that you're really... It sounds like more advice for a Boy Scout merit badge than it does for trick-or-treating. You know, be courteous, allow people to park.
Should be courteous. Courtesy is good.
Let
people park by the street when you're trick-or-treating. Don't sit in the gutters.
So there's a big problem with kids sitting where the cars are supposed
Some
to park?
Some kids will sit on the curb and they won't let you park. So get up from the curb.
All right. Well, that's good advice. I hope everybody's listening to that. Rodney, I have a list of your last show, Sunday night. And
Sunday nights, midnight till 3, Rodney
seems like
on the Rock.
There's a little bit of a theme here. You played Channel 3 Catholic Boy.
Yeah, Catholic Boy.
Then you played the Donnas Take Me to the Back Seat.
I'd like to take the Donnas to the Back Seat.
Then you played Mika Happy Ending.
Yeah, Happy Ending from Mika.
Then you played
that
Scouting.
That was just a note to myself. That wasn't a song to play.
Okay.
Making a to-do list.
Is Scouting for Girls, She's So Lovely, a to-do list?
Oh, Scouting for Girls, a great band.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves Scouting for Girls.
You played Annette Pajama Party.
I love pajama parties.
You played Bat for Lashes, What's a Girl to Do?
What is a girl to do? Sometimes she doesn't know, so she needs some help.
I think a psychiatrist would have a lot of insight into looking at the songs you choose to play on your show about what's going on in your head, Rodney.
This Sunday, I'll be playing the Young Oysters, doing a song called The Chuck E. Cheese Ballroom.
Oh. Rodney, where's the Chuck E. Cheese
Ballroom? Come join me in the Chuck E. Cheese Ballroom,
no.
Young Oyster. Together, we will slurp your juicy meat.
Oh, what are you saying?
That's it's an oyster.
Fine. Listen. Yeah, go back to
oysters.
Your crypt or wherever you climbed down.
What's
up on.
Wrong
I think
with
we're
you?
About done with you for today for Halloween.
I like to eat oysters.
Yeah?
So be courteous and don't park on an oyster.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
And now, a moment with Bean. Hey, any Zep fans out there?
Yes,
you know that's true. That was a moment with Bean. It's 6:59 on the Kevin and Bean Show, KRQFM, passing in Los Angeles. Congratulations to Russell Messenger from San Jacinto. He is the latest winner of the Ozzy Osbourne Rob Zombie tickets. We got them for you every half hour all day long today on K-Rock. We'll play some Rob Zombie for you after the news and talk to Rob Zombie later on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the show. Good morning, Ralph.
Britney Spears has lost more access to her sons after a judge ruled yesterday that she will only see her kids twice a week. And both of those visits will have to be monitored by a professional parenting coach.
Seems like a good idea.
She gets them one day a week from noon to 7, and then she gets one overnight visit per week from noon until 10 a.m. the following day. Before the order, she had them about every other day. It was the testimony of a parenting coach named Lisa Hacker that pretty much did in Ms. Spears. during the courtroom appearance, she mentioned that Britney has a lack of general attention at times, that she will not be a successful parent until she realizes what impact her behavior has on her children, and that her interaction with her kids is not child-centered. They tend to do generally what she wants to do rather than what would be enjoyable to them, which is why you see her in a lot of nightclubs versus a lot of theme parks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's horked for a little while. Yeah.
Well, little kids, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, you're the father here, but they're not influenced at all by what their parents
no,
do.
No, right? Not at all. No.
It's tough for Lindsay Lohan to make movies anymore. Star Magazine is reporting that the new deal that Lindsay has to accept if she wants to work and get insured to star in a film is to sign an agreement to random drug and alcohol testing throughout the production of a motion picture, to have a bodyguard and what they call a sober companion 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
To have all her movement restricted. She's forbidden to drive a car. And dude, any visitors she receives must be searched.
Wow.
She's allowed to see them.
Isn't she working on a movie right now?
She is, Lisa.
Wow. So all this stuff is going on?
Apparently.
Wow.
That's quite a deal.
Yeah.
But look, if I'm sinking $20 million into a movie,
yep,
I'd like to protect my investment too, given
sure,
her reputation.
Sure.
But if she can get through the filming of this movie, and what is it going to take probably? You know, say it's 10 weeks or whatever it is. If she can get through this without any kind of problem, then it'll be a lot easier for her to get the next one probably.
I'm sure, yeah. Speaking of movies, looks like George Clooney could be revamping up his image as a star of major blockbuster films. George has done a bunch of smaller films lately, but MovieHole.net is reporting he's been offered the part of Duke in the upcoming G.I. Joe movie. The great American hero!
G.I. Joe is there!
What's happening here?
I don't know.
After the success
really
of Transformers,
yeah, me either.
They're making a bunch of toy-based movies, G.I. Joe being amongst them. And Duke was the leader of the G.I. Joe team.
Didn't know they had
a leader. I didn't know there was a team. That was just Joe.
Lisa. Lisa.
My brother had a G.I. Joe, and that's it. He had G.I. Joe. There were no others.
Oh,
that
man.
You saw.
Never heard of Duke.
But there was a very successful cartoon series based on the G.I. Joe toy line. That
which I wasn't gay enough to watch.
Duke and the Baroness. And
yeah, I didn't watch that either.
The Baroness.
You don't know.
So, this won't surprise anybody. I wasn't a big G.I. Joe fan. I had some G.I. Joe's.
Barbie, right?
Is Barbie.
Yeah.
Was Joe's the main dude, though, right? Is Duke like his wingman?
G.I. Joe was more of a strike force in the series more than it was a dude.
Oh, I see. So there is no Joe?
No, there's no
Duke
Joe.
Duke is like the lead dude.
Dude is the leader of the G.I. Joe force.
Okay.
So he would be that. And I think that'd be cool.
That'd be the best movie.
It would be a great movie.
That cartoon would make for the best movie. Oh!
Well, what was the bad guys?
Bad guys. Was
yes,
he
was. He was one of them. What was their organization? Was it Viper? What the hell was it?
Dave will know.
Yeah, Dave will know. I can't think of the.
But later in the series,
you guys know we're on the air, right?
Later in the series, Snake Eyes got ousted. He got jilted by Serpentor.
Yes,
Serpentor was dope.
Yeah, how hot was the Baroness though?
Oh, she was the best.
The best.
Omar just said the bad guys were Cobra.
Cobra, that's it.
Cobra,
not Viper,
that's right.
Cobra, that's it. Yeah, good stuff.
There's twin ninjas.
Shut up!
And they could be on across the globe, and they knew what each other were thinking.
I know.
They're
twin ninjas.
Oh, it's awesome.
They had twin tuition.
It's always good news for Hollywood when they make a film about toys.
Oh, stop it.
It's the golden age.
I wish it was My Little Pony.
Make a Hello Kitty movie. I'd like George Clooney to play Hello Kitty in a big costume with a hole in his crotch. Let's talk about the scariest movie, shall we? It's Halloween.
Yes.
Entertainment Weekly has released their top 10 scary movies of all time. Pretty good list. Starting from 10, Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty scary.
That was good.
Number 9, Rosemary's Baby. You ever see that? That
nope.
will
oh,
make
yeah.
you crap your pants.
I saw it within the last week.
I have to be honest, I'm not looking to do that.
It's about Satan knocking up a human chick.
But I like scary.
And then she has the Satan baby. And it's not good for anybody. 7 on the list. It's number 8, oddly enough. But 7. Number 7 is Psycho. Still scary to this day. It's like 47 years old and it's still a great movie.
The remake with Vince Vaughn, you mean?
Nope.
No, okay.
Halloween is number 6. The original.
Sure.
Jaws, number 5. Number 4, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
The last 20 minutes of Silence of the Lambs still makes me weep with tension.
Yeah.
It's just too rough to handle. Number 3, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Pretty scary stuff, that Leatherface. Number two, The Exorcist.
Sure.
Number one, any guesses? Number one scariest movie of all time, according to Entertainment Weekly?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Sheely.
The Shining.
The Shining.
The Shining.
Daddy's not here, Mrs. Torrance.
This was a big old steaming pile of shit.
Oh, that was a good movie, Kevin. Come on.
All work, no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ron Rifkin. Arvin Sloan on Alias.
No one brothers and
Stop
sisters.
Stop it with the brothers and sisters.
Sally Field.
He is 68 years old today. I feel like I just saw a ghost.
It's a ghost.
Peter Jackson, director of the Lord of Rings trilogy, is 46 years old today. Larry Mullen Jr., drummer for U2, turns 46 as well. Ad Rock, Adam Horvitz from Beastie Boys, is 41. Vanilla Ice, singer, rapper, entrepreneur.
Sure.
Is 39 years old today. Piper Perabo from Coyote Ugly and other films. I thought she was going to be in House this season because he was sort of hooking up with her at the end of last season. She was a nutritionist who was smoking hot. But
didn't happen, huh?
Now he's banging. He's going to bang 13, I think. One of the new people he's hiring for his team.
Yeah. Is 13 so the blonde?
Olivia Wilde.
The one that killed the guy in the
Yeah, the one who killed the dog and the wheelchair guy. Yeah. By the way, House, great show on television. So good last night. She's 31. And Frank Iero from My Chemical Romance turns 26. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Going to talk to Rob Zombie a little bit later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Plus, we're giving away tickets to see Ozzy and Rob Zombie pretty much every half hour all day today.
Rob Zombie and and Ozzy Osbourne.
Congratulations to Clyde Ransom from Simi Valley. He just won the tickets for this half hour. We'll have more for you in a few minutes. By the way, if you want to see the video for that song we just played from Rob Zombie, you can do that on the front page of KROQ.com. Also, there's the Thunderkiss 65 live from the Weenie Rose from Rob Zombie. The latest Ozzy Osbourne song is up there. It's right there on the front page of KROQ.com. Is that Bobby Boris Pickett who's just joined us in the studio?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I'm Bobby Boris Pickett. Yes.
I thought you were dead. I'm sorry.
You are dead.
But my legend lives on.
Well,
because I was working in the lab late one night.
Yes, you were. You know, we were talking yesterday about how that seems to be the biggest Halloween song of all time. What, 40 years or something like that? Every single year, the Monster Mash.
Yes. Uh-huh.
For those of you that haven't heard it, here's a little clip.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. My love, Natal.
Oh,
but
that's
Bobby,
a good song.
It's a fine song.
It's a great song.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
Didn't you go and screw with the memory of the great Monster Mash a few years ago and get all political up on us?
No, what I did was teach everyone there's a bigger horror out there, more than Frankenstein and the Wolfman.
Mm-hmm.
It's global warming.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, it's more of scarier than anything else. It's the fact that the polar ice caps are melting.
It's funny because most artists can kind of get into political speak, like Springsteen or something like that, writes songs that have thoughts like that, but you just went straight, changed your only song.
No, it's a brand new song.
The Monster Mash.
It's completely different.
Into the Climate Mash. It's maybe the worst song ever.
It was the Climate Mash. CO2's a bad gas.
But Bobby,
you're going to lose your ass.
Right, but people
when you
aren't
get
really
Climate Mash.
People aren't really going to their Halloween comedy entertainment songs for messages about the environment. I mean, it just seems like your heart may be in the right place, but it seems like it may be a little misplaced.
You won't think that when we're all underwater.
No, maybe
when
you'll be
the polar ice caps have drowned us all.
Here's a little bit of the Climate Mash, so you know what we're talking about.
We were hiking past the White House late one night when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. The president appeared with folks very strange, the zombies and vampires of global climate change.
Okay, listen.
Yes.
Listen.
The zombies and vampires of global climate change.
If you want to make that point, it seems like you could just come out and say it.
Those
you don't need
people
to
were strange.
Change your song.
It's not global warming, say oil company disciples. Our math tells us it's natural weather cycles. These claims from industry heavies. Let the president rest. behind his own protective levees.
Yeah. See? See what he did? He took a stab
I
there.
I worked some Katrina comedy into it as well.
Into it.
Yes.
You can't do oil company disciples. You can't put that into any song and make it sound good. Artistically, it's just a bust,
It was the mash.
They're doing the climate mash.
The climate mash.
Real science is bad.
The climate mash.
Solutions are tried.
The climate mash.
And they do it for the cash. The creatures were having fun.
What were they doing?
Our Congress was overrun. We couldn't tell the mindless zombies from the elected ones.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now we can stop this. We have the technology. But first we have to get past industry ideology.
Dear God.
Yeah,
seriously.
Ideology.
This is a Halloween oddity song.
Yes.
How do you work this message in?
Look, we expect to be bored by Al Gore, okay? But when we come to you, a musical artist, we want to be entertained.
The blacks were almost drowned by Katrina. Our president is really meaner.
We need your help. I'm glad to show you how. Tell your leaders in Washington to save our climate now.
See?
You're doing a heck of a job, zombie. Hey, the snow melted. Great. So we can drill over here. Yeehaw.
I sound more like George Bush.
And here. And here. And here.
That's your climate match.
See, right? They're drilling everywhere.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
Real science was bashed.
That's awfully scary right there.
I'm so glad I'm dead.
That's some good work. Now, a year ago, we were talking to Psycho Mike, who is not a big fan of children.
Why? Whoa.
He can be a little rough on the kids.
Psycho Mike, for some reason, just hates. He hates. Psycho Mike is
Let's get one thing straight.
He's
I don't hate. In fact, I enjoy. I love handing out candy to little kids on Halloween. It's one of my favorite things of all time. I love it. What I don't love is you shipping in your children into my neighborhood from far-off lands to come take our candy.
From far-off lands?
Our candy?
It was getting worse and worse progressively. And about 2 years ago, I was on Halloween. I'm standing in front of my parents' house with the big jug of candy, doing what I do, handing out candy, because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
A panel van, pulls up, opens up. Kids coming out of the woodworks left and right.
Right.
I deal up the candy. I said, hey, where are you kids from? Bakersfield, they say.
No kidding.
Bakersfield. Wait. They walk away. Their dad, from the end of the driveway, the Raider fan douchebag that he is, yells at me, how come you don't give my kids enough candy? Give my kids more candy. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back, I thought.
Give my kids more candy.
Until the Crips came into my neighborhood last year.
The Crips.
And you could say, oh, how do you know it was a Crip? Well, maybe it was just some big surly black man dressing in blue Dickies and a blue shirt with cornrows coming into my neighborhood for Halloween. No. And I don't think the kids in my neighborhood need to be subjected to Crips and Bakersfield people. I don't think that my parents should have to spend $350 on candy to make up for the increase, the massive influx of children coming from all over the place. Go to your own neighborhood. That's what Halloween was for,
right?
Is to help you kind of get to know people in the neighborhood and to bask in the great community that you live in.
Mm-hmm. But not everybody's able to live in a great community,
yeah, maybe
by the way.
They live in a dangerous neighborhood.
Oh, so make mine dangerous? My dad worked his ass off all his life so that he could have a nice neighborhood for me to live in, and you bring the Crips to me? You bring the Crips to me?
I like how Mike is objecting to his parents' house, which they just gave him. I mean, not that you own
it,
but I know, but you're my neighborhood.
Well, no,
what
listen,
your parents
listen,
did,
I feel, bad,
you
for,
just
I feel bad for my family.
That you were born
I
to that
family.
Family.
For my family.
All right, you're not listening.
You know what? I feel even worse for the kids in my neighborhood.
Hey, Mike, since you're screaming, you're not listening.
I'm mad as hell and I'm not going
to
take it anymore.
I'm going to repeat what Lisa just said, which is you're really lucky to have been born where you were to who you were in that kind of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know what? If I lived in another neighborhood, I would want the kids in my neighborhood to come, to come around and come to my house and get candy.
Dodge the bullets.
I wouldn't want them to go somewhere else. I would want.
Why do you hate, Mike?
Listen.
Why do you hate?
By the way, my parents' neighborhood, not all that safe on Halloween because kids are dressed up in black outfits, and it's dark. So many Asian drivers around San Marino. That's just as dangerous as anywhere else on Earth. It's like Fallujah. Right. You're dodging cars. Mercedes-Benz driving over
bushes.
It's
not like Fallujah.
It is.
Mike, first of all, quit yelling at us. First of all, quit yelling at us.
I didn't come back from Nam for this.
You didn't go to Nam. Okay? You've never been to Nam.
Last man out of Saigon.
You can't card little kids who are coming to your house for Halloween. Look, so an hour a week, they're not in their dirtbag neighborhood, and they get a chance to maybe get some decent Snickers bars. Why deny them from that opportunity?
An hour a year, by the way, not a week. An
because
hour a year.
They are denying the kids, say, from my little league team, the kids I know from down the street.
What, are they running them off?
Yes!
No, they're not.
There's a line out the door to get candy.
So hand it out.
I got some tape.
Hand it out faster.
Oh, no. You had a microphone?
I was asking kids, where are you from? I was denying kids. I was the bouncer of candy.
You did what? Not.
On Halloween. Mike. On Halloween.
Effing kids.
On Halloween.
Yeah.
How far away can they live and still come to your house before you start throwing a little tissy fit? If they're two streets over, is that too far away?
City limits.
City of San Marino.
City
only.
Limits.
All right. Just before we play the tape, Diane
wants them to have papers before they come to the door.
Diane in El Monte. Good morning.
Hi, I'm not in El Monte. I teach in El Monte.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Okay,
and you're calling to say what?
My kids are all. Gang types, and they all talk about going into the rich white neighborhoods to go trick-or-treating because the rich white neighborhoods give full-size candy.
That's right.
Sure. But how do you fault them for that?
I fault them for that because of the attitude they have for white people. All the white kids at my school are never called by their name. They're only called white girl and white boy.
Oh, wow.
That's why I fault them for that.
Is it possible their last name is white? No. Have you thought of that? No.
So okay. You white girl and white boy, and all of the Asian kids are Chino and China. They have no respect for these people, and they want to go.
Listen, I understand that there are bad kids out there. I do understand that. Yeah. But there are also a lot of kids out there that don't have a great neighborhood and just want to go someplace where they can get a big candy bar.
They're just young, and their parents drive them somewhere and dump them out of the van.
All right. Mike, what did you do
last
night?
Why does white teacher hate? That's what I want to know.
What did you do last night?
I stood in front of my home, or
I'm
my
sorry,
family's home.
Your dad's home.
My family's home, yeah.
Which you've done nothing to earn.
Oh, yeah, I don't. I'm okay. Not. In fact, in front of my apartment, probably no trick-or-treaters.
He probably didn't even buy the candy.
No, he didn't. Of course
he
didn't.
You know how much money he had to spend on candy to accommodate the massive volume of kids? It was ridiculous. And that's unfair. If we spread the wealth a little bit, everybody be spending $30, $40 on candy instead of no money spent in wherever this lady's teaching and $250, $300 spent in our neighborhood. Ridiculous.
Is your dad going to have to sell the house now?
Trickle-down economics.
Because he had to get that much
second
candy?
Second mortgage. Listen to me.
All right, what tape do you have?
I'm standing in front of the house with the microphone, and I simply had to ask kids, where are you from? I need to know.
All right.
I need to
trick
know.
Or treat, little boy, little girl. What's underneath there?
Trick or treat.
Where are you guys from?
Here.
What's your zip code?
911-08.
911-08?
Yeah.
All right. More candy for you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Trick or treat to you.
Trick or treat to everybody in the world.
What's your name?
William.
William, where do you go to school?
Washington.
Where do you live?
A few houses down.
All right. Candy for you. Hold on. You're the man, William. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
What's your name?
Jack.
Where do you live, Jack?
Down there.
What do you mean down there? How far away down there?
Like seven houses.
Oh, okay, good. Candy for you. I'm trying to filter out the non-neighborhood kids, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Hey, wait. Grim Reaper, what's your name?
Leon.
Leon, where are you from?
Alhambra.
Alhambra? No candy for you. Next house. Next house. Hey, beautiful princess, what's your name?
Gigi.
What's that?
Gigi.
Where are you from?
Temple City.
No candy for you. Next house.
That's how it goes.
Little Gigi.
Maybe after a couple of years. Little Gigi can bite it. Little Gigi can bite it. And listen, maybe after a couple of years of this treatment, we'll all start going back to our own neighborhoods now, won't we?
Why do you hate?
I don't hate.
Oh, poor Gigi.
Who hurt you?
Like four.
Listen, this is my favorite kid.
Trick or treat to you.
To teach you everybody in the world.
Get ripped.
Now, for the rest of the show, you'll just have to pick up the phone and call in to win your tickets for Ozzy and Rob Zombie. That's November 30th at Staples Center. Right now, you got to earn them, though, 1-800-520-1067. If you can, stump Ozzy.
Good. Can you stump Ozzy?
Yeah.
Can you stump Ozzy?
There you go.
Good morning. Good morning, Ozzy.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard.
The worst singer you've ever heard?
It was awful.
Yeah, it was Omar.
You should die.
All right, people are going to ask you questions about your career, Ozzy.
I can't wait to see Ozzy Osbourne tonight with Rob Zombie. Well, it was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Okay. It's not tonight.
It's not tonight. It's November 30th, and you're Ozzy. You're the one who's actually going to be out on stage performing.
We're not. It's not on Halloween.
Not this show. No, not
the tickets. It should be. Ozzy Osbourne and Rob Zombie.
Right.
Right. But we're giving
terror and horror.
Well, it might be too late to make that happen tonight.
But in the head of bats.
Yeah.
Right. But we're giving away the tickets today because it is Halloween. So you're on the right track. So let's go to the phones. Let's start on line 7 with Carlos. He's in Temple City. So the way it's going to work, Ozzy, to make sure you understand, is Carlos is going to ask a question about you or your career, your family, your TV show, something that you should know. And if he can stump you, if you don't know the answer to the question, then he wins the tickets, okay? At least goes into a drawing for the
drawing, right?
Is Ozzy Osbourne going to be here?
Okay, you're Ozzy. You're Ozzy.
I'd like to meet him.
Carlos?
Sharon! Ozzy Osbourne's going to be on the show!
Carlos, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. What's your question? Stump Ozzy.
My question is, when was the last time you played with Rob Zombie?
Last time you played with Rob Zombie.
Now, you're looking for a date? Is that what you have in mind, Carlos?
A year.
A year, okay.
Okay, last year that you and Rob Zombie were on the same stage.
It was the Monterey Pop Festival, 1967.
I don't, Carlos, is that right?
No.
No. What's the answer?
It's Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona,
2004.
Oh, so, that's what I meant.
Yeah, it's almost the same thing. Hold on, Carlos.
All right, you're in the drawing, dude, for the tickets. We'll take some more calls, 1-800-520-1067 to Stump Ozzy.
Let's go to Jesse in Los Angeles. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Stump Ozzy.
All right, man. My question is, what is the song featured in, which one of Ozzy's songs is featured in Guitar Hero 1?
Oh, good question.
First Guitar Hero.
First Guitar Hero.
Mm-hmm.
Heroin.
Jesse?
No, it's Bark at the Moon.
Oh.
Bark at the Moon.
I like heroin.
All right, you hold on. Okay. But that's not what this is about. It's not about what you like.
It's the first thing that came to my mind.
They're asking you questions about...
I just thought, I like some heroin.
Right, okay.
Right, but you've heard of Guitar Hero. You know what he's talking about, that game where people try to play the famous songs,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's a song by Foreigner. Guitar Hero.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Stars in his eyes.
Hey, Ken in Monrovia?
Yeah, I was calling Ozzy. I want to ask you, do you remember you had some neighbors upset you really bad and
yes.
You threw something in their yard?
Yes.
What'd you throw in their yard?
Kelly.
No.
I threw Kelly.
It wasn't Kelly.
I got a hernia trying to lift her and throw her over the fence.
No, this, first of all, no human could lift Kelly.
You know,
second of all, this
ball
was
ball popped out.
Ken?
This was a different kind of piggy. It was a ham.
It was a ham.
Very famous episode.
But then Kelly went after the ham. She was so hungry. She jumped the fence to get
possible.
The ham.
Hold on, Ken. Thank you.
Ozzy, do you remember when you had the MTV cameras following you around all the time when you did that reality TV show for 2 or 3 seasons?
Yes, and I was married to Jessica Simpson. The cameras were
that was a different one.
No. That was Newlyweds.
Yeah,
this was you and Sharon. The Osbournes.
Sharon was married to Jessica Simpson.
No.
Sharon, what did you marry Jessica Simpson?
Austin, what's your question for Ozzy?
My question to Ozzy is, who was your guitarist after Randy Rhoads died?
All right.
My guitarist after Randy Rhoads died.
Remember Randy, your best friend, died in that plane crash? Then you replaced him with who?
I do remember that. Ace Frehley. Ace Frehley when we took the makeup off.
Is that true, Austin?
What's that?
Is that true? Was it Ace Frehley?
You know what? Even though it should have been, it is not.
No.
No?
What's the answer?
Who was it?
Bruce Kulick.
All right.
Bruce Springsteen.
No, Ozzy.
Sharon, I played with Bruce Springsteen. I'm the New Street Band.
All right, let's go to Chris in Whittier. Good morning, Chris.
Bubbles out, bitches.
To you as well.
Bubbles out of you.
Ozzy, who headlined this year's Ozfest?
This year's Ozfest.
Who headlined this year's Ozfest?
The Osmonds. That's why they called it the Osmonds.
Was it the Osmonds, Chris?
Donny Osmond.
That was Static X, actually.
Yeah, not at all, Donny Osmond, Ozzy. I'm sorry.
Static X.
Well, you signed them to be on the show.
What was I thinking?
Sharon, give me Sean Static X.
All right, let's take one more. Why don't we go with Marshall in Granada Hills? This will be the so far, by the way, Ozzy. Everyone has been able to stump you, so we're going to do a drawing here in a moment to find out who wins the tickets.
It's not hard, is it?
No, it doesn't seem to be. Marshall, hi.
Hey, what's up?
Stump Ozzy.
Hey, Ozzy, how many albums Marshall. Have you made solo?
How many solo albums have I made?
Mm-hmm.
One. It's out now. Is it? I like to do it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I still want to do it.
Never stop, I think.
Never stop doing it.
Okay.
Right. No. Marshall, what is the answer? How many solo albums has the Ozman made?
Six, I believe.
Six? Yes.
What kind of a new one?
You believe.
I believe.
I don't believe you.
It's more than one. I know that.
Yeah. It sounds shaky to me, but we know it's not one, so we're going to give it to you anyway. All right, so everybody was able to stump Ozzy. Lisa May is going to do a drawing. Somebody is going to be at the show, Ozzy, to see you and Rob Zombie on the November 30th at Staples Center.
That should be good.
The winner's Jesse in L.A.
Jesse in L.A. All right. That was the Guitar Hero dude.
Jesse, you're a winner.
Thank you.
You're a winner, Jesse.
Oh, what the language. Can't say
Jesse
that.
Can't say, even I know that, and I'm insane.
Can you stump Ozzy? Can you stump Ozzy? Let's all stump Ozzy now.
Sharon.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 3 minutes till 8 o'clock.
A lot of responses rolling in, by the way, about the piece we played with Psycho Mike, who was basically has a zip code policy before he hands out candy to the trick-or-treaters at his front door.
Sure.
If they're more than what, Mike? 3 blocks from your house, they're not allowed to come to your house. Is that right?
No, zip code. If you live in the city limits, candy for you.
Here's Rose's email. Hey, Mike, how about leaving the kids alone? I fail to understand how you can be so cruel to children who have been unlucky enough to have a bad start in life. They get so few days that are happy and carefree. They don't need to be accosted by someone like you who clearly has issues with the parents. My suggestion, take a few deep breaths and try not saying what's on your mind for once. Ladies and gentlemen, how about Rose?
The God's ears.
How about that? How about taking some of that advice this morning, Psycho Mike?
Listen, Rose, if you're going to bring your starving children into my neighborhood come Halloween to take my candy, you better come back in December and sing me some Christmas carols, you poor little bitch.
Yeah, sing some Christmas carols.
I like how he says his neighborhood and his candy again, which we pointed out, which is neither.
Yeah.
It's 7:58 KRQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Hey, Vucha, what is it? Lucha Vavu is going to be joining us.
It's Lucha Vavu.
No, Vucha Laloom.
She was a stripper.
Vucha Laloom. It's a whole different thing.
We've got the details on the latest Mexican wrestling coming to town, coming up after the news at 8. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning.
Hey, it's Halloween. That means dead people.
Is that what it means?
Well, sometimes. Okay. Speaking of which, let's take a look at the list of highest-earning dead celebrities.
Celebrities who still
haunt us.
Freaking Elvis.
Well, you know, last year it wasn't Elvis. It was Kurt Cobain.
Oh, that's right.
He was the number one. But Forbes.com has released their list of this year's highest-earning dead celebrities, and the king has regained his crown, my friends.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Elvis is back on top. Elvis made... How much money do you think Elvis, dead Elvis, a guy who's not alive anymore, made in the last 12 months?
$10 million.
I spit on your $10 million guess.
$20 million.
Very close, Mike. $49 million made in the last 12 months.
It's unbelievable. Jackpot.
Wow.
Nuts. He soundly beat everyone else on the list.
He never made that kind of money when he was alive, by the way.
No.
Of course, I mean, it was many years ago, but nothing even comparable.
Of course, he was also handing out Cadillacs every week.
Yeah.
Well, and spending huge amounts of money on BS.
By the way, you didn't even have to tell him what zip code you were in if you came to get a Cadillac. You know, he'd just give you one.
Just give you one. Put it right in your basket at Halloween.
That's the way he was.
They have Halloween baskets? That's Easter, isn't it? Yeah. Number two, John Lennon came in second.
Okay.
He made $44 million.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Kurt Cobain was third. No, I'm sorry. Charles Schulz was third.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt didn't even show up this year in the top five.
No kidding.
Yeah. Charles Schulz, of course, who created Peanuts, made $35 million this year.
The least funny cartoon ever.
Least funny comic strip ever.
First of all, his Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown was on again last night, making more revenue for the estate, I guess.
Fourth place, George Harrison, another Beatle, made $22 million. And then Albert Einstein made $18 million.
Well, his records are still, they hold up today. Oh, I mean, they're still
so good. Remember Please Come to Boston? Yeah, that was great. That was just for Bean. Speaking of Halloween, Bean mentioned to me that he hasn't seen the Why Dogs Bite People email yet. So if you could forward
yes,
that
please
with
do.
All the costumes.
Bean has not seen that.
The dogs and costumes, he hasn't had a chance to see that yet. So
right.
If you please send it to Bean at
krock.com. Halloween.
Bean
seriously,
at
all of you go straight to hell for forwarding that to anyone ever.
Would like to see that. Send it
what
to him,
What is wrong
please.
With people?
He's way
do they
curious.
Do not think we have the internet?
We got it. It hurt Bean's feelings that he didn't. So,
dear God.
With the success of the Transformers, another cartoon movie in the works based on another popular toy. That's right, I'm talking about G.I. Joe, bitches.
Yeah. G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare. G.I. Joe.
A real American hero.
Name.
G.I. Joe! Oh, it's going to be awesome. Word Name. Is that the part of Duke, the head of the G.I. Joe force, has been offered to none other than George Clooney.
Uh-huh.
Oh, love to see the Cloonster in a jetpack kicking some Cobra ass. That'd be spectacular. Do it, George. Do it. Do it. Do it. This last big blockbuster, I'm guessing, this big action-adventure blockbuster was probably Batman and Robin. He hasn't done
that
since.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. I mean, he did the Oceans movies. I mean, those are big movies, but he hasn't done really a big comic book-type movie in a long, long time. So, speaking of George, I got to source this. But Star Magazine says he has a unique security system at his home on Lake Como in Italy.
I think it's Lake Como.
Oh. I'm not kidding you. Reportedly, if anyone comes too close to his house, he's got an egg-throwing machine that kicks in and pummels them with raw eggs.
That is so great.
How awesome is that?
I hope that's true.
I do, too. It's the best security system ever.
Throws eggs at people.
Yes. Can't make a joke about that. It's just too spectacular.
It is great. I think Psycho Mike's probably going to start doing that now with the kids.
That's right.
At trick-or-treating at his house.
Owen Wilson's got a new girlfriend, Jessica Simpson.
Nope.
No.
Oh, come on.
That's what the London Daily Mirror tabloid is saying.
Yeah, but no.
Both actors were seen at the Huntley Hotel in Santa Monica, California, where they met and hung out and looked very cozy.
I thought he was dating that old girlfriend.
Yeah, the
her.
One that saved his life or whatever. Yeah, well, I guess his life is saved. Now he wants cans. Yeah, I feel much better now. Where's the blonde with the big hoops? That's where I'm going to lay my weary brow.
Right, good times.
Right in the motorboat. But still, a guy who's already predisposed to depression should not spend any time with Jessica Simpson.
I like boobs. Big boobs.
Because eventually, Owen, she's going to talk to you. And when that happens, you're going to want to take your life all over again.
Brat.
I'm not a brat.
You're a spoiled brat.
I am not. I'm a nice girl.
You're a bratty girl.
I treat you very nice. I hate you right now.
Boo frickin' hit. You know what? Sob, sob, sob. There's always something wrong with whatever I do. There's
baby,
always something
would
wrong
you stop
it.
Saying
no.
God.
God.
He wants some of that in his life. That's what he wants.
Oh, my God. Remember, oh, my God?
Oh, yeah.
Because you couldn't say God because that was sacrilegious?
Oh, my God.
Gwen Stefani's better than you. She's doing a concert in San Diego, and she has pledged to donate the entire proceeds from her concert to the San Diego Foundation, which will distribute the funds to people affected by the fires.
That's nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's nice. a lot of money, and it's very good. She said, when I heard about the devastation of the fires, at first I felt I should cancel my show out of respect, but then it occurred to me that there might be a more useful solution.
Look at your watch now! You're a super hot female!
Yeah.
You got a $1 million contract, and you're still waiting for your hot track!
She's lost a step, I think.
She doesn't sing that well anymore.
She doesn't sound as good as she used to.
Maybe she should give all her money away.
It is nice to see so many in Hollywood stepping up. We had Joe Rogan in here yesterday. He's doing a benefit for San Diego fire victims tomorrow night, I think. We had Scott Weiland on a few days ago. They're putting out a limited edition T-shirt that they're selling for all the proceeds to go to those people. So it's great that there are so many willing to give so much.
Former James Bond Pierce Brosnan in trouble. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department is actively investigating the report of an incident which took place allegedly last Friday outside Casa Escobar restaurant in Malibu, California. Witnesses claim that Pierce was coming out with his kids from having lunch, and a photographer came up and got up in his grill, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Pierce didn't want to be interrupted and told the dude, "Why don't you F off, mate?" and then allegedly hit him in the ribs.
Wow.
Reportedly, the photographer gave it right back, kicking Pierce in the stomach.
This is a brawl.
Yeah. Pierce then gave the guy a ride, hit a button, ejected him out through the roof of his sports car.
I don't think.
And then hit him with lasers that came out of his headlights.
Pretty sure that didn't happen.
Dude, it's James Bond.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe confusing him with the movie.
Not in real life.
No longer stars in.
That'd be cool if he did that.
Yes, it would. That'd be very cool.
It's a better story.
Much better.
Than what you're saying.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Just a boatload. Piper Perabo. Remember her from Coyote Ugly?
Yep.
She was on House last season, too. Beautiful young actress, 31 years old today. Adam Schlesinger, singer-songwriter from a band called Fountains of Wayne. I don't know if you know Fountains of Wayne now, but I love that band. They're real good. He's 40 years old today. Adam Horovitz from Beastie Boys is 41. Larry Mullen Jr., drummer for U2, is 46. Actor Rob Schneider is 44 years old today. He's Deuce Bigalow.
He is.
And you know what? He's a gigolo.
He's a male gigolo, that's true.
Oh, come on.
You know, he offers Kevin a money-back guarantee every weekend that one of his new movies opens. If Kevin doesn't like it, he gets his money back. So far, Rob has never had to refund the money.
Didn't spend a cent.
I'm an easy mark.
Director of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, Peter Jackson's 46. And Ron Rifkin, a very talented actor, who was Arvin Sloan on Alias, one of our favorite TV shows, and hasn't worked a day since.
Now on Brothers and Sisters, Sunday night, ABC.
Retired.
Brothers and Sisters, Sunday night, ABC.
He appears in Lisa's Fantasy World. That's the only place you can see him now. He is 68 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, I can't believe you're not going to be there at the Mayan Theater tonight. This sounds like the greatest event in the history of the Lucha Vavoom. First time ever in Southern California on Halloween night, and one of your ringmasters for the evening, and we're happy to welcome him back to the program, the voice of SpongeBob himself, Tom Kenny, here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for that Lucha hyperbole.
I got to tell you, Lucha Vavoom is one of the best things that I have ever witnessed.
I know that you have attended. You know, I'm not doing tonight because I have kids, and of course, you know, Halloween is
okay.
But they are doing it tonight, and I'm doing it tomorrow, November 1st.
So
all great shows. You know, you've been there. It's just insane. I couldn't handle more than one night of that.
You can drink. There's Mexican wrestling. There's midgets. There's, what was the big guy's name? I can't remember his name.
Which one? They're all like 12 feet tall.
I know, but the gigantic one at the end that bounces everybody out with his belly.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I can't remember his name. It's driving me crazy.
I know. Who was that? Was that, I can't remember. Yeah, there's a few of them.
Porky!
There's a few of them that use their obesity as a superpower.
Yeah.
Only
yeah, no kidding.
Hey, Tom, do you habla de español?
No, not at all. I'm a total.
Wow.
They don't come any more gringo than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you pretty lost, or are you right there in your element? You're able to still get caught up in the excitement of all the action in the ring?
You know, it's guys with masks throwing each other around. You can usually figure out the story, you know? This guy hates this guy. He's trying to tear this guy's mask off. This guy just got hit with a chair, you know? Getting hit with a chair translates into any language.
It does, yeah. That's beautiful.
That is true. All right, so let me see. So at the Mayan tonight, and you can go to ticketweb.com to get your tickets. Check this out. Tell me if this isn't the best Halloween party ever. You've got DJ Señor Amor is going to be there.
He's the greatest.
Then you got the mass Mexican wrestling with the lovely Buxoticas of Lucha Vavoom in full effect with a super action striptease act. And some of these chicks are unbelievably hot, right, Tom?
Yeah, they are. They are. It's insane.
So there's Mexican wrestling and then there's stripping. But there's also, is the dude with the hula hoop still there? The guy that looks like a chick? That one.
the gender-bending police.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe he is there at this one.
That person comes out and you've been drinking, so you go, oh, kind of hot. Okay now. All right, take it off clothes. All right. right. Hey, that's a dude.
Yes, exactly. And many guys are shocked. One time I was out in the audience watching the reactions, and a couple of guys got actively mad. Like it was a bait and switch. Like, you know, they were looking at this sofa, and then it turned out to be, you know, a chair and table set.
Yeah.
They just went, ah!
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
No way, man.
All right. Let's throw in addition to everything we've already mentioned, let's throw in the Chupacabra is going to be there tonight and tomorrow night. The feisty mini chicken.
The goat-sucking demon of wrestling will be there.
Absolutely.
One of the matches, it looks like there's giant chickens versus big mass wrestlers versus Frankenstein himself. So that's
fantastic. Now, what is so deceptive, it says here in the press release, about the Pubele twins? What's deceptive about them, Tom?
You know, the Pubele twins, as far as I know, they are real twins, you know, identical twin sisters that dress in little French maid outfits. Did you see them wrestle?
I don't think I did.
They were on both. They look like little China dolls, you know.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
And, man, they can throw a 600-pound man
really?
deep into the audience.
Oh, that's fun, too, when people come flying out of the ring into the chairs. That's good times.
Well, and that's the people in the expensive seats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, hey, sure glad that we paid to get ringside.
The flamboyant Cassandra will be there tonight and tomorrow night. The ferocious Filino triumphantly returning to the ring. Also, some newcomers added to the lucha tonight. The Black Tiger Mask and direct from outer space, it's Rayman will be there.
Yes.
I've heard that there is a new spaceman wrestler making his debut tonight on Halloween named Rayman. And I don't know that he's there on November 1st, my night. But who knows? Maybe I'll get a chance to see him next time.
I got
to
tell you,
every night is different. It was going on last night. Don't go to last night's show.
Okay, good.
Because it's already happened.
All right. But, Mexican wrestling, they know how to do it right.
It's a great show. Yeah, the people that put it on are geniuses. You know, they just managed to marry all these completely insane, psychotic, fun things of, you know, dancers and wrestling and comedy. And, you know, myself and Blaine Capatch, who is the usual MC of Lucha Vavoom, and then, you know, rotating comedians, including me, are kind of the Ed McMahon second bananas. There's a different one of us every night. Dana Gould is there one night, and Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater 3000 is there. Was there last night?
Is there just one touring show of this, or are there Lucha Vavooms all over America all the time, Tom?
Ooh, that would be great. I think you got something there. We got to, you know, do the Wicked thing and just have road companies in different towns.
Yeah, I think there's only one, right?
You know, like the coasters. You know, there'll be 12 versions of them touring the country.
All right, let me give out the info again, and then we have a couple of SpongeBob questions for you since you.
Okay.
I know you got a big month ahead here. Tonight, October 31st, tomorrow night, November 1st, at the Mayan Theater, downtown Los Angeles. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. You can get tickets for either night at TicketWeb. And as you heard from Tom Kenny on the phone with us right now, and Kevin, who's seen the show, it's a phenomenal, like, once-in-a-lifetime experience. You got to see it in person. So definitely go see the Lucha. Now, let's talk SpongeBob for
a second. SpongeBob, but let's get out of the 21 and older material.
Yeah, exactly.
Lucha Vavoom is 21 and older, I should say.
And rightfully so.
Right. Yes. They are turning over Nickelodeon, I guess, to SpongeBob on November 12th. It's going to be all SpongeBob all day. You got a 12-hour marathon of favorite episodes, right? And then debuting something brand new that night. What's that all about, Tom?
Yes, because parents don't get enough SpongeBob in their house.
Right.
They got to have a 12-hour marathon. No, they're doing a 12-hour marathon from Z to A, working their way down the alphabet with episodes, whatever letter of the alphabet figures in the episode, and kids voted on their favorite episodes online. So there's 12 hours of that, followed by this new triple-length special called Atlantis Square Pantis. That's like a big, you know, big event, big animated SpongeBob adventure where he discovers the lost continent of Atlantis, which is ruled by David Bowie.
David Bowie?
Yes, he's our guest star on that episode.
Really? You have David Bowie on the program?
David Bowie does SpongeBob, yeah.
Wow.
That sounded wrong, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, that was the worst.
What would that say,
David Bowie,
Tom?
Does SpongeBob. I can't say that again.
Did you have scenes with him when you were recording the show? Did you meet David Bowie?
I had met him before, but he kind of, you know, he's on a rock star schedule. Rock stars are very busy, so he came in and recorded his lines separately. But he's a big fan of the show, and you know, he's really funny in it. He plays this, you know, kind of foppish ruler of Atlantis, and it's great.
I'm going to be on SpongeBob.
All right.
I'm going to be on SpongeBob. I'm going to be on SpongeBob.
Right, we covered that.
I'm going to be on SpongeBob.
All right.
Our guests are on your SpongeBob.
I'll appear right on your SpongeBob.
All right, let Tom talk.
I'm going to be on SpongeBob. I'm going to be on SpongeBob.
Okay,
I'm going to be on SpongeBob.
We gotta go.
I'm going to be on SpongeBob.
David, the,
I forgot world... that he was co-hosting your show this morning.
The world premiere of Atlantis SquarePantis happens on Nickelodeon Monday night, November 12th. And listen to this, by the way. You see it, you love it, you want to own it. It's available on DVD the next day, November 13th. How about that?
Oh, there you go.
So you can buy it.
There's not even, like, a week of lag time anymore.
They not at all.
Like, bam, it's right out there.
Next day.
The thin white Duke meets the square yellow sponge.
I'm going to be on SpongeBob.
We covered that, Dave.
You can see me on SpongeBob.
All right, that's fine.
I will appear on SpongeBob.
Thank you, Tom.
That's right, I'll be on SpongeBob.
Dude, candy corn is like eating plastic.
Yeah, that blows.
Nope.
There's nothing worse
started.
Than
candy corn.
Blows.
It's really just decorative.
It looks
it's
nice.
It's not meant to be
and
eaten.
Wait. It's really just decorative, but it looks like a homeless guy's teeth. How is it decorative? Because right. It's ugly, too. It's the
colors.
Worst substance ever.
Hold
oh.
on a second, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Yes, it's Halloween morning. Yes, we're looking forward to what kind of candy we're going to get tonight. And yes, you guys are all wrong because candy corn is phenomenal.
Bean.
How can you say
it's
that?
Like
because it's awesome.
Grapes.
It is. It's like eating a candle.
You know what the mark of a good candy is? It's a candy that lasts all year long. You don't go into your candy store or your 7-Eleven in March and pick up, a nice packet of candy corn.
I love
candy corn.
Because
it's not on the shelves because it blows, and they only put it out when the colors match the holiday. It's the
right.
only time you see it.
Exactly.
I think candy corn is just pure sugar. But I will admit to you guys, as great as it is, I don't think it's very often given out as Halloween candy because I don't think they make a lot of the little tiny, you know, just a few candy corns. I don't think that's how it's used mostly. I don't think a lot of kids will expect to see it tonight in their sacks.
And they'll
I
be happy
not.
When they don't get it. They'll yeah. be, oh, thank God, none of
look,
that freaking candy corn.
Look, I love candy. This is Bean speaking. And I've got the sweet tooth, and you guys know my diet. You see what I eat, right?
Crap.
I mean, I'm Pop-Tarts Junk. And hot chocolate in the morning, right? So, I love candy corn, but there are so many great candies. And if I were trick-or-treating, I think, and I hope you guys agree with me, I think that the first choice of trick-or-treaters has always got to be some sort of chocolate. I mean, that's really the gold standard, right?
I would chocolate. Think so, yeah.
I would say the chocolate group is the top group.
Yeah,
I mean, you
could
move down to other
you
stuff,
get.
You know. But chocolate really does seem to always rule the planet.
That trumps all candies.
It does.
Absolutely.
You
know,
I mean,
candy corn, I realize, is the jelly beans of Halloween. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because jelly beans you only see around Easter time. That's what candy corn
but
is.
But jelly beans are way better
it,
than candy
it, peeps,
corn.
Peeps, too.
Peeps are crap.
It's a novelty
peeps.
Candy that blows.
Yeah, that's true.
What would you most like to see if you were a little trick-or-treater tonight? Kevin, you're going out with your girls, and I'm sure you'll eat more of it than they will. What are you hoping most from the houses that you hit?
$100,000 bar.
That's
really?
Good. That's tops?
Good.
Over
oh.
like a Snickers
not
or a
tops.
Snickers is
Kit
good.
Kat?
Kit Kat is great. $100,000. How about Almond Joy? How about amounts? How about
Almond
that?
Joy's
the 1-2 punch.
Kevin, you know what?
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
If I can quote from the book by Hillary Lifton, Candy and Me.
I'd rather you didn't.
Which you happen to have on you this morning.
Which matches your favorite type of candy to your personality type.
Yeah.
Oh.
The fact that you like the $100,000 and the Kit Kat
mm-hmm.
means you're a cruncher. You're what's known
I'm
as a cruncher.
Okay.
In the candy parlance.
Okay. What
that means
that
you're
mean
drawn
me?
To opposites, Kevin.
Okay.
Sweet and savory, crunchy and smooth. Texture pleases you.
Okay.
You seek complexity and like to solve
that's
problems.
Me.
You can be hard for others to understand.
Yeah, that's me to a T right there.
Well, that part is. That's
yeah.
for sure.
No
yeah.
one has mentioned Butterfingers, and all
oh,
of our
yeah.
yelling.
Butterfingers are good.
Favorite candy bar in the whole
it's
world.
Not, it's
not number one.
It's
the
no.
best.
Butterfinger
She's
bits
right.
rock.
Yep.
No.
Oh,
they're well, they're not nearly as good as Reese's Pieces
oh,
or
no.
Reese's,
no.
Reese's Peanut Butter
better.
Cups.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Better.
Reese's Peanut Butter
they're
Cups.
Not better. Nothing's better.
Reese's Peanut Butter
totally
Cups
better.
A great candy, but
yes.
I too am a cruncher. I like the texture, but I also love peanut butter.
Right.
So Butterfinger just is right in my wheelhouse,
it
dude.
It is the perfect
it's the
combination.
Money shot of candy.
No, because the Butterfinger insides... Somehow, when you're eating it, it's all crunchy and flaky in the bar. But when you're eating it, it fuses into some solid mass and gets stuck in your molar, and you're sucking it out forever.
Yeah,
you
know, it's a little
I
treat
love
for later.
Sucking it out.
A little treat.
All right. Wait. What?
Hey. Now.
Say that again.
All right. Is there anything we can agree on as far as candy? It has to be chocolate, right?
Yes.
Reese's peanut butter cups
is on everyone's
Bean,
list.
Bean, you fine with that?
Absolutely.
All right.
That's tremendous candy.
All right.
What about a Baby Ruth?
No, crown. No.
Really? Crown. Ooh, with the nougat and the nuts? So good.
I don't need anything with nougat.
If you want nougats and nuts, you get a Snickers.
Right.
That's what you get.
Snickers kicks ass.
How about Twizzix, Twix, mother?
Oh, Twix is good, yeah.
But it's those flimsy wafer bars or whatever. It's not even a real candy bar.
It's not flimsy at all.
No, that's flimsy.
Too lightweight.
I don't want anything I have to break before I eat it.
Nestle's Crunch Bar.
The crunch is
I am not
solid.
A fan.
What?
No.
Look, if your Rice Krispies in the chocolate.
I want a real nut in my chocolate. Oh, but if I'm going to have chocolate.
Okay, how about Goobers then? How about that?
Ooh, chocolate-covered peanuts.
How about that?
No.
I have that at movies all
I don't like
covered.
Goobers.
What? Raisinets? How about that?
No.
You just said I like a nut in my chocolate.
Yeah,
how do you not like Goobers?
Like a bar of dark chocolate with like cashews in it, like that.
All right, Kit Kat.
I like Kit
Kat. Kit Kat's pretty strong.
Especially the mini ones at Halloween that are just the two little bars.
Yeah.
I always search those out of my bag.
Guys, I have a suggestion. I know it doesn't have, it's not a nut, it's got air on the inside, but I love the malted milk balls. I love those.
That's crap!
That is such crap.
That's so good! Why do you only like candy that's made out of wax?
You hate, I love malted milk
you
balls.
You hate any non-wax items.
Do you eat wax fruit at home, too? What is the
what about,
food you eat?
What about the Zero Bar? How about a little love for the Zero Bar?
I haven't heard
know what
is
a Zero
it?
Bar
What's
is.
A Zero
it's like,
Bar?
It's like a white nougaty kind of chocolate that's just delicious.
How come
so
you can't
good.
Like anything anyone else likes?
Yeah, that kind of candy's made in America.
Right, how about peanut M&Ms?
Fantastic.
Ooh, I like
no I'm an M&M fan across the board.
Okay, you, so we all
peanut,
agree on that
peanut
one?
Plain,
I do like that.
Almond.
So peanut M&M's and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups so far are the only things we can agree on.
We just kind of glossed over Kit Kat.
Kit Kat's really good, but then there's Snickers.
Snickers is weak, in my opinion.
You think?
Yeah.
What?
Listen,
Snickers
I
is
like
weak.
Snickers
is full of satisfaction.
Hold on. Snickers is awesome sometimes at Halloween because you get the small ones, but I can't even think about tolerating a big Snickers bar.
Dude,
it's just too much.
I only get the king-size Snickers.
Too much.
Yeah. All I eat. They're just...
You're too gay.
It's the shotgun effect with the Snickers. They're just cramming everything they can in the whole factory into chocolate and hoping it'll work. It doesn't work.
No love for
you're
Three
wrong.
Musketeers bar?
Okay, I mean it's in the
fluffy.
It's in the second tier, you know. It's all right. It's okay.
All right.
If you like Three Musketeers, according to Candy and Me, the book, you are an airhead.
Oh, come on!
Not spacey, just a free spirit, an easy conversationalist. Strangers often find themselves telling you their life stories.
I could write this
Three
book.
Musketeer
this
fan.
This woman is dumb.
Oh, she's the best.
All right, we need to break.
We do, and I don't even know what it is we're trying to settle on. Are we trying to settle on the ideal, perfect Halloween candy that everyone
candy.
Can agree on?
The
Maybe
perfect
the top
candy.
Three.
We're going to try to get the top three. We have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Peanut M&M's so far that we can all kind of agree on.
Okay.
But, anything fruit is off the list, right?
Yes.
I think that's the only thing we can agree on.
Starburst, Skittles.
Love.
I think we got to do
anything
chocolate.
Anything gummy. Anything
love.
Within the gummy
bears. I can eat gummy bears all
gummy
day.
Gummy balloons.
Oh, gummy bears are good.
Anything gummy sucks.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so we can't agree on that one.
No.
Mm.
What about, is there any love
for... By the
for...
way, if you like gummy bears, you're a chewer.
Tell her to shut her face.
You are resilient, enduring, and practical. You like to research and understand things fully.
She's wrong on every count with me.
Is there any love for chocolate-covered toffee, like a Score bar or
no,
a Heath bar?
No,
Score or Heath are strong.
Oh, I
second
do
tier
enjoy
Heath.
That.
Second
yes.
tier.
No way,
sorry.
Dude.
Sorry.
Hey, guys. By the way, F you, Mike, Snickers rule.
Yeah.
And none of you have mentioned Twix.
Yes, we did.
We did mention
Twix.
Twix.
Oh, sorry.
So why don't you click the wax?
They told me you had it.
I think Ralph was down on the Twix. Were you not?
Oh. I'm not a big wafer candy guy.
Too bad. The rest of us are. It's great.
If we're going to go that direction, let's go Kit Kat.
Yeah, I think Kit Kat
it's
over
stronger.
Twix.
No.
Kit Kat
is awesome.
Good and
Kit
it's
Kit
a nice
awesome.
Change up of texture from the others that we have.
And you can break me off a piece of
Kit
that Kit Kat
is like
bar.
Getting
that you can do.
A wafer covered in chocolate.
No, it's
Twix
delicious.
Is
that's the body of Christ, though.
I don't think so.
All right, let's hold on for a second.
A wafer is the body of Christ. That's a good point, Second Mike.
We'll take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. We have to settle this before we can move on, because we've been arguing about it for days.
We've got to find the final decision. We need the chocolate bar that is the king.
The great candy debate.
Even Beetlejuice.
All right, all right.
Lisa, you're a whore.
That is the worst.
You can't find them. That's the problem.
Because no one buys them.
Bit of honey,
hey guys,
delicious.
Bit of honey
sucks.
Come on.
Hey guys,
yes. What?
Guys, we're on the air now. We're on the air. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. You know, they say you can't talk about religion or politics. We're going to have to add Halloween candy in this room. We're no longer going to be allowed to discuss it because it's getting out of hand, it's getting ugly, and it's getting personal.
We've all agreed on the top two, which are Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Peanut M&M's.
They're in the running. They are in the running.
Those are the two.
I would like to nominate a flavor combination that we have not touched on yet, which is one of the most delicious things in the world. your chocolate slash mint candies like your Junior Mints and your York Peppermint Patties.
Boom. I love Junior Mints.
Junior Mints rule.
Boom.
Junior Mints rule. They're an outstanding movie candy, and they leave your breath chocolatey and minty fresh.
They can those bite my butt.
They're delicious.
Ralph, we've gotten two emails for Abba Zaba, by the way.
I agree with you. Those are both delicious candies. I order Junior Mints when I go to the
combination.
Movies.
Oh,
but don't
so
you,
good.
You don't agree that you can't eat very much of those, though. They're too overwhelming. And
well, you do need water.
It is. I eat the senior mints, let alone the junior mints.
the thing about our first top two is that you could eat them all day and not get tired of them.
I can eat York Peppermint Patties, the little mini York Peppermint Patties. I can get a big jar of them and eat
York
them like shelled peanuts.
Panties.
Panties? Sorry. Peppermint panties?
I do like peppermint panties, yes.
Wow. Here's what I'm going to say. I agree that junior mints are awesome, but I don't think if we're looking for just that number three slot in the top tier of candies, I don't think they're going to replace Kit Kat in my mind or Snickers bar in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a couple of calls, 1-800-520-1067. Start with Richard in Pasadena. He's on line 7. He is bringing up a fantastic chocolate, which is what it has to be, chocolate, a chocolate taste sensation that none of us have even thought of this morning.
Because it's not good. Robert, Richard, whatever your name is.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Peppermint panties?
Fail at candy.
Okay.
You came in on the fail boat.
Okay. And?
Toblerone.
What's your vote?
Toblerone. That lovely little triangular milk chocolate.
Toblerone? Blows, you foreign bastard.
Hang up on him. Kevin, hang up.
You foreign piece of crap.
I've seen it, but what's in it?
It's Italian bullcrap nougat chocolate candy.
It is. It's fake.
It sucks. It's not even American. I hope you die.
All right. How about Ron and Covina? Good morning, Ron.
Good morning,
Toblerone.
Guys. I would have to see a Hershey bar with almond.
Oh, that's pretty
good. You know what? It's hard to knock the Hershey bar out. An American classic.
Good with almonds.
The almonds.
And I'm going to add to your Hershey's with almonds. KROQ listener Dick wrote in, how about a lot of love for all the Hershey's miniatures? The Mr. Good bar,
sure.
The Crackle, the Hershey's Dark Chocolate, Hershey's Original. They're all outstanding chocolates.
The Hershey's Kiss, by the way. Hershey's Kiss is a perfect
food. Pretty good, but almond seems to me like is like a step above.
They got the Hershey's Kiss with almonds.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good candy.
I think Rob on line two has an idea that sounds delicious to me that I hadn't thought of.
Yeah, but you like bad things.
I do.
Bit of honey.
Bob?
I'm going to call you Bit of Honey from now on. That's your new nickname.
Hey, Bob?
Bob.
Yeah. What's up, JB? Lisa May?
Hi.
You guys are missing the obvious king of the individually wrapped candies, which is, of course, turtles.
Oh, turtles are good.
Mm.
You got the
turtles.
Chocolate, the caramel, the pecan in there. It's a beautiful thing.
They're
good.
Delicious.
You can't find them as individually wrapped. Usually they come in a box, right?
That's good.
Yeah, you can get them in a bag, man. The bag of individually wrapped ones.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
That's a good tip. Thank
turtles
you.
Turtles are yummy.
Hey, you can eat them until you die.
real quick, guys, because we've got a lot of emails pouring in. Any luck, yes or no, on the Carmelo?
No.
Hey, any love, yes or no, on the Rolos?
No, we're not saying they're not good, but
like
they're not
Rolos,
top three.
But not top.
Yeah, we're looking for the creme de la creme here.
We got two emails for Abba Zaba.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Which I like.
Look, we're talking about when you open your Halloween candy bag and you look in there, what are you dying to see? What do you got? Please give me more of this than anything else.
If you're on heroin, Abba Zaba's the tops.
Well, we're not on heroin,
okay,
all right?
Oh, let's throw that out
That's
there.
That's a unique perspective
okay,
only
saying.
You can
I'm
enjoy.
All right, so we have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, we have Peanut M&M's, and Hershey's Kiss with Almond?
Ooh,
is that a third?
I can live with that. Either that or Kit Kat.
Hershey
or
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat's awfully
How about
good.
the Hershey bar with almonds?
Mm, that's good.
No.
Dude, I'm down
you think
with that.
The Kiss is better than the Hershey
that's
bar?
That's pretty good.
It's better to have that much almond without too much chocolate. It's a perfect combination.
Lightning used to cut the almonds out of his and just eat the Kiss.
Lightning didn't want anything that resembled healthy. Like
I don't want
nut.
Almond. I don't like almond. He said, why don't you just lick off the chocolate and spit it out? Now I have to take it out with a knife.
I cut it in half and cut out the almond.
All right. Spend 4 hours eating the Kiss.
All right.
The KROQ support staff here in the morning is about to overthrow us if we don't at least give Snickers serious consideration
Snickers
for that third
is,
and final spot.
To me, that's one of my favorites, Snickers.
What?
Snickers is a strong choice.
Dave likes fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls.
First of all, the Tootsie Roll blows, and then when you make it fruit, you're even more of a loser.
Look, Snickers, to me, personally, I like Snickers.
Snickers
probably
does offer satisfaction.
Probably the best.
I have no problem putting Snickers in the third slot.
All right.
I would vote for Snickers. Better. Absolutely.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Peanut M&Ms, and Snickers. I mean,
Lisa, will you go along with it?
Those are the top three.
Okay.
Okay. Now that we've narrowed it down to the top three, K-Rock listener Jason writes in from Compton. Guys, isn't this debate exactly why you pay Kevin Smith so much money? Why not call up the decider and let him settle it for you?
Mine's the final decision. I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation, but I'm the decider. Decider. And I decide what is
when life's mysteries seem unsolvable, when the hard questions demand a final answer, America turns to the one man we can all trust. He's Kevin Smith, and he's the decider.
Now, the one thing that we have all agreed on is when Kevin Smith rules, the argument is over.
His verdict is final.
Debate.
Verdict is final, yes.
Kevin Smith, welcome to the show.
I'm going to say Mary Jane's and Sugar Daddy's.
The grossest candy known to man.
Sugar Daddy's are horrible.
Sugar Daddy's.
The only thing worse than the Sugar Daddy.
Those are when you open the bag and turn it upside down. You immediately section those off and pitch them out the window. That's as bad as a popcorn ball. I would rather receive an apple with a razor in it than a Sugar Daddy or a Mary Jane.
The Sugar Babies were pretty horrific, too.
Sugar Babies.
Smaller versions of
such a, and then, Dad, insult to injury, there was a musical starring Mickey Rooney and Anne Reinking called Sugar Baby.
That's right, yes.
I just identified that candy with that. It's old people candy.
That is very true. Now, Kevin, you understand, of course, you of all people know this because you are, in fact, the decider, that your ruling is binding. We can no longer have a discussion. There can't be any snarky remarks in the hall. I mean, once you say it, you say it. And it's because you're smart. It's not. We didn't come to you because you're the fattest guy we know. I want you to understand that, okay?
And also, I should point out, too, I've laid eyes on all of you, and you're all trim and
yeah, that's us.
in shape and whatnot. I've got you all beat by at least a buck 05, if not two bills.
But you can't jump ship now, Kevin. You can't go on your own, outside the box and say Necco wafers or something, okay? So
it's got to be in your top three.
Well, top three is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Peanut M&Ms, and Snickers. Those are
write-in candidate?
Well, I mean, you could give us a write-in if
He's
you want. I mean, you are the decider.
I would just like to say it's a little weak that the top three all have peanuts or peanut butter in them. There's no option for someone who doesn't like that.
That tells a story right there.
That's correct.
Some people like the sweet, but they also like the salty with the sweet.
Right.
Too much sweet just kills it because then you immediately want a salty snack. And then once you've had a few salty snacks, you've got to counterbalance it with a sugary snack. And that's why I look the way I look.
It's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
I've been there, baby.
It's an ugly, vicious cycle.
It's a shame spiral that winds up.
All right. Would you be willing to abide by our top three, or do you have one that's overwhelming?
I will abide by our top three, but I'll point out the obvious, which maybe some folks missed, is the perfect snack candy is, of course, the chocolate-covered pretzel, because it is the perfect combination of bread, sugar, and salt.
Yep. Those are delicious.
And recently, I think it's Hershey put out a product called Take 5, which I've been enjoying a lot lately. A
lot of love for Take 5 in the email this morning. A lot of fans out there
Take 5 is a tremendous candy. It's chocolate-covered pretzels with a little dash of peanut butter in there. Caramel and some peanuts, although I can never find the peanuts.
And I think Alfredo sauce on top of it, isn't it?
And it's served with a nice couscous.
That's right. It's got everything.
All right, Mr. Smith, we're ready for your ruling, please.
I'm ready for the top three. Top three one more time.
Top three is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups,
yes.
Peanut M&Ms,
yes.
Snickers.
Snickers satisfies.
That's what I'm saying.
Snickers.
Oh. Really?
There we go. I give it up to Snickers. And it was a tough call because I love Peanut Butter Cups. I'm a big peanut butter fan. I also think the peanut M&M has a great crunchy taste to it.
It does.
And it gives. It's hard up front, and then it yields inside, and then it's hard again.
Whoa!
It does yield.
If you're orally fixated, it's a perfect snack.
Snickers
throws a bunch of stuff at you at once.
That's right.
You got your chocolate, your nougat, your caramel, your peanuts, it satisfies.
Isn't it interesting? They're all very, very strong competitors, obviously, to be considered among the top tiers of chocolate. But the wild card, the Snickers, it just got in right on the last day of the regular season.
It seemed like the obvious one that everyone forgot.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it comes back and just sweeps in the World Series. Very impressive.
I think sometimes we take something for granted. And I think sometimes Snickers gets taken for granted.
It's because a short trip.
It's always with us.
Right.
You know, it's always,
I think you're right.
We're always living with it side by side. It's part of our everyday life. And sometimes you forget.
All right.
Well, we've learned a little something here today, and if you still have not yet bought your Halloween candy to hand out to the kids tonight, I think the decider has let you know that Snickers is really where you want to go if you want to be the most popular house on the block.
But if you're having a fight like this in your own home, seek family therapy.
Right. Yeah.
Because nobody should spend this much time talking about candy. B, that's why McDonald's made gift certificates to give out at Halloween.
That's true. All right, Kevin Smith, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. I just love peanut butter and would like people to be that I could talk to peanut about with peanut butter.
All right. Thank you, Bean. It's a minute after nine, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Before I get to the Showbiz Beat, I have great news for Lisa.
What?
I got an email from a listener, Scott Gutierrez, who works for Nestle USA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, please tell Lisa I can get her a tub of Bitto Honeys if she wants.
Really?
So,
you know
yeah.
why? No one else wants them.
Exactly.
Awesome.
I'm sure they've got them just backed up in the stock room there at Nestle, and they're trying to move them. So I'll get you a case, Lisa.
All righty. I'm happy.
Take care of business.
Love him.
Nicole Richie's smoking during her pregnancy.
Yeah. I have seen the photos. Awesome. Yes, awesome. It's true.
Yeah. The rumors have been instigated by Cindy Adams of the New York Post. Now, look, Nicole may or may not be smoking during pregnancy. I've seen photos, too, so yeah. I'm assuming that she is. However, Cindy Adams on the New York Post, she's a gossip columnist there, has been saying that she's spotted Nicole lighting up at several different locations around Manhattan. Now, TMZ.com reports that Nicole Richie and the baby daddy Joel Madden are furious because they haven't been in New York for 3 months.
Oh.
So Cindy doesn't have her facts quite straight either, so nobody knows what to believe. But don't smoke when you're pregnant.
It is not good for the child, is your suggestion, Ralph?
And look, I'm a man who's
a smoker.
Pro-smoking, but it's not for pregnant ladies. No.
Yeah. You should be 5 or 6 before you start smoking. There's no reason to start smoking in the womb.
Well, I mean, you don't have to wait that long.
Year
yeah,
or
that's,
two.
That's, you know, as soon as you can hold something, I'd say light up. But fetus is that's out of line.
Okay.
Speaking of smoking and fetuses, Britney Spears lost access to her sons yesterday when a judge ruled she will only get monitored visitation with her children and only twice a week.
Do they have just a standing time at the court where they show up every day for a new ruling?
Seems like every week she has a new meeting with
the
judge.
How many times do they revisit this?
Well, I guess they give the parent the benefit of the doubt that they can change their ways and, you know, alter their behavior.
And Britney Spears gets that?
Well, I suppose
she's
entitled.
Seems like a waste of time.
Her visitation now stands at 1 day from noon to 7 p.m. and then one overnight visit from noon until 10 a.m. the following day. Apparently, the order was largely affected by the evidence presented by parenting coach Lisa Hacker, who's been working with Britney and submitted documents to the court which don't exactly paint Britney as the best mom in the world.
Really? I'm surprised.
In the documents, she says that Britney has a lack of general attention at times. That she will not be a successful parent until she realizes the impact her behavior has on her children.
Yeah.
And that her interaction with the kids is not child-centered. It tends to be surrounding what she wants to do rather than what would be enjoyable for the children. None of those things are ever going to change, by the way.
I don't think so either.
So let's just put this case to bed.
I almost feel like they could save a lot of tax dollars and court time by just having the judge watch TMZ TV every night and then make his ruling based on what they present.
Yeah.
At the end of TMZ TV every night.
Can you believe that Sabrina Bryan was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars last night?
Oh, I was so upset.
I was shocked.
She's really been coming on lately?
She has been... The way she danced that thing.
Oh, she was good at that thing.
Excuse me, guys. Who is she?
We don't know.
We don't know. All I know is Bruno Tonioli.
Yeah.
One of the judges on that show said, I think it's madness. It's total madness. I cannot understand it.
Wow.
Easy, Bruno. It's a dancing competition.
Wow.
No one dropped an A-bomb on you or anything. It's okay. Not the Hindenburg going up.
I TiVo'd Dance with the Stars last night because my man Barry Manilow was on performing a couple of numbers. And
F's
I fast-forwarded through the whole rest of the show, just watched Barry's performance.
Gay.
Did not see any of what you're describing.
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Isn't Barry on that website, Men Who Look Like Old Lesbians?
Should be.
He should be on that site.
I think he might be. By the way, Sister Breezer Alex writes in that she is apparently a cheetah girl. That's who this chick is that we're talking about. She's one of the cheetah girls on the Disney Channel.
The homosexual is right.
Cheetah girl. There we go. Hey, Coolio's back.
What?
Yes.
Coolio will star in a new reality series. It's called Coolio and the Gang.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it isn't.
That's like a Saturday morning animated show from the 80s, doesn't it?
It does.
Apparently, will air on the Oxygen Network. Oh, no one's going to see it.
I think that's all right.
And it shows Coolio as a single dad raising 6 kids while trying to revive his rap career and start a clothing line.
Can't have a party without Coolio.
Yo, what's up? It's Coolio with the flow of the neighborhood. Get a witch doctor superhero down to go toe-to-toe with any Hank, Frank, and Joe straight from the 4-0. T-H-E-V-Z, Foley Thieves in the house. Mass Circle for life, baby.
Okay,
ladies
thanks, and gentlemen, Coolio. Thanks for coming by.
All right, yeah.
Why is he on the Oxygen Channel? Has that got street cred for him?
I don't know. Maybe Oprah's the only one who'll give him a job.
She loves rappers.
She does. Can't get enough of them. And because it's Halloween, let's take a look at Entertainment Weekly's top 10 list of scariest movies of all time, shall we? Okay. Number 10 is Poltergeist. That works. Works
sure.
for me.
Sure.
That's when Joe Beth Williams goes in the pool with the corpses.
Oh, that's the best.
I'm out. I choked on my junior mint when that happened.
That's a very
time.
Scary movie.
Rosemary's Baby. All about having Satan's child is number 9. 7. Great, great thriller with Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. And
you skipped 8.
No, Kevin. 7 is 8.
Awesome. Oh.
Awesome. Number 7 is Psycho. Number 6, Halloween. Jaws. Number 5, Silence of the Lambs comes in at number 4. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, became number 3. The Exorcist, still one of the most frightening movies of all time. Number 2. And number 1, The Shining.
Sure.
Jack Nicholson, of course, starring in The Shining. Great, great film. Those two, talk about ghosts. Remember when the ghost of the twin girls ends up at the end of the hallway?
So scary.
Come play with us, Danny.
You know, I've seen clips of that, but I don't think I've ever seen
you've
the whole
movie. You've never seen The Shining?
Never watch The Shining.
You piece of crap. So. You've never seen The Shining.
I've seen clips and stuff.
Yeah. I hope you fall and break a bone.
It's not an active.
I hope you crack your coccyx. That's what I hope.
Can't say that, Ralph. Oh. It's unbreakable, really? By the way.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Jackson, director, Lord of the Rings trilogy and other films like King Kong. He is 46 years old today. Larry Mullen Jr., drummer for U2, turns 46. Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys is 41. Vanilla Ice turns 39 years old today. Frank Iero from My Chemical Romance is 26. And Piper Perabo,
yeah,
uh-huh. Ooh.
Who we had in here many years ago when Coyote Ugly was in theaters.
Yeah.
Damn.
Coyote Oldie is the follow-up.
How dare you?
Yeah.
She's 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie wishing you a happy Halloween.
Congratulations to Mike Redker from Placentia. Won tickets to go see Ozzy Osbourne along with Rob Zombie. How's that for a double bill at Staples Center on November 30th? We got tickets for you every half hour all day long on the world famous Q-Rock. And if you're wondering what Rob Zombie is doing for Halloween morning, well, he's on the phone with Kevin and Bean right now. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How you doing, dude?
Oh, good, good, good.
Rob Zombie, of course, we mentioned doing the show coming up with Ozzy on November 30th. We got tickets you can win all day long. He has many other things going on, including I have had a very entertaining morning looking at your YouTube front page today, Rob. Tell people what you're doing there.
Oh, yeah, doing something there where I haven't seen it yet, but you know, I picked a bunch of wacky Halloween YouTube videos, and then somebody took a track from the new live record, and they made a video for it. I don't know if that's up there yet.
I don't see that.
10 seconds ago, so I don't know what's going on with it.
Well, here's what happens. You know how you go to YouTube and they always have the featured videos of the day? Well, for the first time ever, they asked somebody to be the guest editor. So starting at midnight this morning for Halloween, Rob got to pick videos. For instance, there's a time-lapse photography video of a rotting pumpkin up there. There's an awesome Hard Day's Night parody by the Zombeatles, which is zombie versions of the Beatles, which is awesome. There's videos of tarantulas. How about House of 1,000 Muppets, Rob? That's one you picked, right?
Yeah, that's the best one, I think.
There's all sorts of like awesome Exorcist and Halloween and ghost stuff. But yeah, it's on the front page of YouTube right now. That's kind of weird. YouTube's been around for a couple of years now. They've never thought to do something like this before. It's kind of cool that you're the first guy they asked to take over the site. It's one of the biggest websites in the world.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was this. It's funny. YouTube's funny because there's so many things to dig through that it was actually hard to narrow it down. But those ones are pretty funny. The pumpkin one I like the best. I think the rotting pumpkin.
That is pretty cool.
Only because I've experienced that myself by accident.
Yeah, yeah. I have a bunch in my front yard right now that have 1 billion little flies on them.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, we had one in our house once, and then we went on tour and forgot about it and left it there for almost a year.
Oh no!
When we came back, it was just like a green glob.
Oh my God!
Completely disintegrated.
Now, what are you doing tonight? You're not playing anywhere tonight, are you, Rob?
Oh, yeah, no. We're in Minneapolis, me and Ozzy, tonight.
Oh, okay.
Target Center.
Wow. Fantastic. How's that been going out there with the Ozman? You've known him for a long time, of course, but is it fun to be sharing a venue with him?
Oh, yeah, it's always great. We've done about 5 tours together. I mean, we did one last, I don't know.
It's been, 2 or 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like 2 years ago, maybe, yeah. Ozfest. And 6 years ago, we did one together called the Merry Mayhem. Those around the same time of year, so it's always awesome.
Yeah, it's funny because there are a lot of bands that take out an opening act or whatever, and it's not really the same type of music. So you go, ah, no one's going to like the opening band, but I sure want to wait, you know, through them to get to the other band.
Right.
At least with you two, it's kind of the same crowd, which is perfect.
Yeah, no, it's great. I think sometimes people take out bands like that just on purpose.
Just so that they look good when they come on.
The audience will hate them so much that no matter what you do after them, you look great.
Rob, did you ever have any bizarre opening act experiences when your band was up and coming where you had to be on a bill with somebody that was just a disaster, just an awful fit, and it made it tough for you guys to do the show?
Well, in the early days, everything was like that because, you know, when we first started out, nobody really got what we were doing. So it didn't matter who we opened for, even if it seemed like bands that we might have a connection to.
It was all bad?
Yeah, it was all bad. Oh. The crowd just kind of stood there and looked at us like it made no sense at all. Because, you know, especially when we started touring heavily, it was still the time period where metal, everybody had skinny black pants and big white sneakers.
Right, sure. Yeah.
And we didn't.
How do you not get depressed when that happens? It seems like you'd go, wow, I'm putting my heart into this. No one seems to be into it.
You just sort of just accept the misery of it, and that's just what it is.
I like that.
And then suddenly people know the songs and they're really into it, and it's quite shocking. But you sort of just get used to going out there every night and being hated. Like, that's your job.
You know, I didn't expect today was going to be an educational program, but if our listeners take one thing away from it today, it's just learn to accept the misery in your life, people.
Yeah, it just
accept
is
the
it
misery
is
of it. I like that. That's good advice.
Rob Zombie is on the phone talking about the tour with Ozzy Osbourne in Minneapolis tonight, coming to Staples Center November 30th. Some seats still available through Ticketmaster. You can win them all day long on K-Rock. Why now for the live Rob Zombie album for the first time ever, Rob?
Oh, I don't know. You know, probably because I think it's the best band I ever had. So, you know, you want a live record to sound good, and you might as well do it when you get the best sounding band you've ever had. So,
this from the Educated Horses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you record it at one show, or did you record a bunch of different ones and pick the best ones? How do you do it?
We recorded a bunch of shows last summer, but it, you know, it's predominantly from one particular show from last summer.
Did you ever have a situation where you're like, no, you know what? That didn't sound good at the beginning of that one, and we're going to put it on a live CD, so let's start it again.
No.
No, all right.
We just say, oh, well, screw it. Get it tomorrow night.
That's the kind of perfectionism that makes you who you are, Rob.
I like that. Now, we had Clive Barker, famous movie director and author, on the show with us last week, and Kevin brought up a rumor to Clive that he had heard that you might be tackling, what was it, Kevin? Was it Halloween?
It was Hellraiser. No, he did Halloween.
Hellraiser. Yeah, Hellraiser. You might be tackling Hellraiser. Clive had not heard that yet, and I was wondering, Rob, if you had heard that yet.
No, I haven't heard that, and it's definitely not happening. Maybe it became a rumor because the same people that own the rights to Halloween own Hellraiser, but
I'm pretty sure
they've already announced who's doing that.
Yeah, it was those two guys from France or something, I think he said, yeah.
So it might have just been wishful thinking after your Halloween. People said, oh, dude, Rob Zombie's got to do the Hellraiser,
yeah,
so maybe that's
kind
of...
But yeah, no, it's not happening.
What is your next movie going to be, Rob?
I don't know yet. I'm still working on it. I haven't really figured out what it's going to be yet.
Must be hard to try and squeeze that in when you're touring.
Well, you know, touring is a good time to get out and just have fun, and then you can kind of just casually think about what would be a good idea, as opposed to being home, you know, where everyone will just be bombarding you all day long with, you know, phone calls about, well, what's next, what's next, what's next, you know. Nobody can find me anymore, so it's great.
That's the way you like it, right?
Well, it's going to be an awesome crowd in Minnesota there tonight. I mean, you guys on Halloween is like the best way to spend the holiday. I only wish that your Staples Center show were here tonight. It'd be so much fun.
That would be nice. We very rarely get to play exactly on Halloween, so it's great.
All right. The show at Staples Center is Friday, November 30th, and you can get to
Well, yeah, so it's sort of like a Thanksgiving show.
Yeah, exactly, which is the second holiday that we think of you for. Rob, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Sure,
Zombie Live is in stores now, and you can buy those tickets at Ticketmaster. Thank you, Rob.
Right on, man.
Bye now. Rodney?
Say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep. I doubt it. Mm-hmm. Never get sleep where I live. I'm a robot. But anyway, I'm out of here, and hopefully everything will work out, and be safe and sane on Halloween, and remember, don't eat those apples with the razor blades in them.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay, good. Okay, so if you get an apple with a razor blade in it, I guess don't eat it.
Hey, Kevin, there's a ghost in the studio. I don't know if you've seen that gnomish little man on the other side of the booth there, but...
All right, it's Halloween.
It's Rodney.
It's 106.7 K-Rock here in Rodney in the morning. And I hope everyone has a happy Halloween, so get your scary costumes on.
Rodney?
This year, I'm going to go as...
As...
Barbara Stanwyck.
That's an excellent choice. The kids will be impressed.
Here's another clip from your show, Rodney. I guess called
my show.
This past Sunday night show, the
Rodney and the Rock Show.
Horror Haunt or
the Rocky Horror Haunt.
Something.
106.7
K-Rock.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q. You're listening to Rodney and the Rock. It's Rodney and the Rock's Horror Haunt.
Horror Haunt, okay.
Horror Haunted out there.
Yeah.
Watch out behind you. There's a ghost. It's a little ghost.
Okay. Is that a
ghost? Be careful.
Are people supposed to be scared by that?
Yes, yeah, a little ghost behind you. It's scary. Scared.
That's
ghost.
The extent of your horror haunt show is to tell people to look out. There's a ghost behind them?
She's a little ghost. She's young. A baby ghost.
Uh-oh. Right. Uh-huh.
She's scary. Teenage ghost. Come live with me in my haunted mansion. And we'll give out large chocolate logs.
Oh, dear God. That's...
I don't know what you mean by that, but I don't like it.
And hope everyone has a safe and sane Halloween. And be courteous and allow people to park.
I mean, that's good advice.
Sure.
You should, because...
Allow people to park?
A lot of people forget the drivers on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
They're... need to park.
Right.
Sometimes they can't park because the trick-or-treaters are jamming up the streets.
Have you been outside on Halloween in 20 years?
Yes.
Okay.
I trick-or-treat.
You trick-or-treat.
Luckily, I'm still small enough that I can get candy.
You could wear a children's costume. That is true.
I do.
But it sounds like in that piece of tape from your show, Rodney, that you're really... It sounds like more advice for a Boy Scout merit badge than it does for trick-or-treating. You know, be courteous, allow people to park.
Should be courteous. Courtesy is good.
Let
people park by the street when you're trick-or-treating. Don't sit in the gutters.
So there's a big problem with kids sitting where the cars are supposed
Some
to park?
Some kids will sit on the curb and they won't let you park. So get up from the curb.
All right. Well, that's good advice. I hope everybody's listening to that. Rodney, I have a list of your last show, Sunday night. And
Sunday nights, midnight till 3, Rodney
seems like
on the Rock.
There's a little bit of a theme here. You played Channel 3 Catholic Boy.
Yeah, Catholic Boy.
Then you played the Donnas Take Me to the Back Seat.
I'd like to take the Donnas to the Back Seat.
Then you played Mika Happy Ending.
Yeah, Happy Ending from Mika.
Then you played
that
Scouting.
That was just a note to myself. That wasn't a song to play.
Okay.
Making a to-do list.
Is Scouting for Girls, She's So Lovely, a to-do list?
Oh, Scouting for Girls, a great band.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves Scouting for Girls.
You played Annette Pajama Party.
I love pajama parties.
You played Bat for Lashes, What's a Girl to Do?
What is a girl to do? Sometimes she doesn't know, so she needs some help.
I think a psychiatrist would have a lot of insight into looking at the songs you choose to play on your show about what's going on in your head, Rodney.
This Sunday, I'll be playing the Young Oysters, doing a song called The Chuck E. Cheese Ballroom.
Oh. Rodney, where's the Chuck E. Cheese?
Come join me in the Chuck E. Cheese Ballroom.
No.
Young Oyster. Together, we will slurp your juicy meat.
Oh, what are you saying?
That's it's an oyster.
Fine. Listen. Go back to
oysters.
Your crypt or wherever you climbed down.
What's
up,
wrong
I think
with
we're
you?
About done with you for today for
I
Halloween.
I like to eat oysters.
Yeah.
So be courteous and don't park on an oyster.
Okay, thank you.
So you're looking for a ride, huh? Well, there's only two kinds of car shopping. There's cutting-edge car shopping and caveman car shopping. What kind of car shopper are you? Let's find out. Do you cruise the classified ads and get ink all over your hands? Or do you jump on LACarGuy.com, point, click, and there you go? Do you cruise car lots? Wow, pretty balloons. Or do you use LACarGuy.com to search the new and used inventories of 9 dealerships that include primo rides like Lexus, Porsche, Toyota, Volkswagen, Audi, and Scion? Plus photos of over 250 used vehicles online.
online.
LACarGuy.com has come a long way from the hunting and gathering caveman. You don't even have to jump from dealer site to dealer site. All you need is LACarGuy.com. If you don't find what you want, use LACarGuy.com to either find or build the car you want, option for option. Then alert you when it comes in. Plus, you can read reviews, do comparisons, and chat with an expert online. Beats cave drawings, huh? Be a cutting-edge car buyer with Mike Sullivan's LACarGuy.com family of dealers, home of the Zero Down Specialists. That's LACarGuy.com.
Break out your lighters and grab some groupies, because you've got front row seats to TV's biggest music battle.
That's what I'm talking about!
Fox Friday, the producers of American Idol present an all-new Next Great American Band. Now, as the competition heats up, 10 bands will continue to rock.
You're through to the next round.
As they take on the music of Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Whoa! But not before two groups pack up their gear.
It's all about, this is your last gig.
And their dreams.
It's the end of the line.
Some are rock. Some are country. Some are R&B. But only one band can win a major recording contract and a chance to become music legends.
You guys are sensational. Brilliant.
Don't miss a riff when television's hottest music competition rocks the nation. It's a special two-hour event. The Next Great American Band.
K-Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
It was a gift from Satan.
Rodney King got this situation in these
enough songs that end with 10-4.
10-4.
10-15 to get rid of this looter.
10-4. We don't have enough songs that end with 10-4.
10-4.
9:43, Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. Time for your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
Got to kill our guest, Rob Zombie, earlier this hour, being out on the road and away from his beloved Los Angeles Kings. So he'll miss the game this Saturday night as they take on the San Jose Sharks at home. That's at Staples Center. You will be there. If you call now at 1-800-520-1067, get on the air with Kevin Beans. What it do, nephew? We'll give you passes to hang out with Stryker for the exclusive K-Rock tailgate party. Because, as you know, Stryker does have a tail, so he's got to be the host of the tailgate party. If you don't win him here this morning or this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, you can order your tickets at www.lakings.com/K-Rock or call 888-KINGS-LA now. Luke Robitaille will be in attendance at the party, so you do get a chance to meet him if you head on down there.
All right, let's begin with Judy in Burbank. Good morning, Judy. What it do?
Hey, what it do? First time calling here.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Judy.
Hi. I just think that there should be a rule that says that when you get to a certain age and you stop looking cute, you should stop trick-or-treating.
And you don't like the teenagers showing up with a giant bag?
No, not the teenagers, and they're taller than me.
Yeah.
And then I've had some parents also coming in with their own bags.
Yeah. Really?
You don't even have a costume on.
Oh.
Right. Huh? No costume.
Some 18-year-old shows up in a flannel shirt. Hey, I'm Kurt Cobain. Give me candy.
No, what is cool is they sing to me.
What is your guys' policy if somebody shows up without a costume? Do you give candy anyway?
No, I kick them.
I do, but I just give them a look saying, you know?
No.
I don't know if I'm the only one, but do you guys get that?
Yeah, no, you kick them. You kick at them.
Okay.
Yeah. I give them the poison candy.
I'll talk to the older kids. Yeah.
Judy, I think you're speaking for a lot of people who have the same frustration you do, is that you have 18-year-olds coming to the door, and that's not really who the Halloween is for. They can go to Halloween parties. They don't need to come onto your lawn, right?
That's the time when you start partying, doing something else.
There you go, Judy.
Word.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go, all Judy.
Right. Psycho Mike, woman after your own heart right there, laying down a lot of rules on who gets her precious candy.
All right, let's go to Dave and El Segundo. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Ooh, Kevin and Bean, and that witch that loves the nuts of honey.
Nice.
Hey, guys, I wanted to give a shout-out to Lakers. You know, their season is off to a bubbling start. You know, Kobe did it in typical style, dropped 45, 18 coming in the fourth.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's annoying. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. Everyone's opening their mouth about this trade. I'm just so tired of it, you know?
Did he get booed?
Yes, he did.
Mike, you were there, too. It sounded kind of like a mixed thing to you.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. The whole place didn't deafening, you know, wasn't a deafening boo. But yeah, usually they introduce Kobe. He's getting the loudest cheers. And there was a mixture of kind of boos and a lot of quiet-sounding claps. It wasn't an open-arm
welcome. World's longest storyteller.
Can you say
there were some boos? You could have said that. You could have said
I'm
that.
Talking now.
Seriously.
Mike doesn't get to hear his voice in his headphones if he
Mike,
just
you were
says
there.
That.
Were there some boos? Yeah, there were some. Not, you know, mixed in with some cheers.
Some people clapped a lot, and others didn't clap quite as much.
But there wasn't a deafening boo. There was. If I had to gauge the booing, I would say on the dB meter, it would be somewhere in the mid-50s.
The thing is, I think his wrist is bothering him a lot more than he's leading on, because this is like a career 80-something percent free throw shooter, and he missed like 9 last night. So,
well, it's not bothering as much as our board op is bothering us. Thank you for the call, Dave. We appreciate that. Let's talk to Jay in Riverside. Little road etiquette question here. 1-800-520-1067. Jay, good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
All right, what's your question?
All right, Chase, so I'm driving on the side of the road, right? Or I'm driving along, and then the lane right next to me is closed. So I'm driving, and then this car is trying to cut me off, and I'm not letting him in. Right, and then do I know it's the cop? He turns on his sirens and he pulls me over for not letting him cut me off. For me not letting him cut me off.
Was he ahead of you? Was he ahead of you?
No, he was behind me. The lane next to me was closed.
Right.
And he just tried to cut me off. I don't know why. His sirens weren't even on. And then once I didn't let him over, because he tried like 3 times and I didn't let him over. So he pulls me over and he gets
me. Well, why didn't you just let him over? You're asking for trouble.
People cut me off.
Everyone does, but if it's a cop, you just...
So you sped up, basically.
You closed him out.
I couldn't tell it was a cop. It was just a Ford Taurus.
It's still reckless, though.
It wasn't a cop.
I thought you meant he had lights and the whole deal, and you were just trying to cut him off.
So you're just a dick to everyone on the road, not just cops.
No.
I'm not a big fan of the people.
I'm a truck driver. Look, if you were a truck driver, I bet you'd hate when people cut you off, too.
Yeah, I imagine, because it's a lot harder to slow
down. I
don't know.
Was it cutting you off or just trying to get in front of you? It's a little different. Would you have had to hit your brakes if you'd stayed at the same speed and he got in front of you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have.
Stuff and shaky.
I believe you.
One lane.
Did he have his indicator on, and was he trying to move into your lane?
No. He was just riding right next to me, because I saw him from behind, because the lane was already closed, and then he was just riding along on the other side of the cone. And then he just starts trying to jump in front of me with no signal, nothing.
I'm just guessing.
I didn't let him.
I'm just guessing here, but you sound like a dick. I think you made the dick move. I think
based on no other evidence other than hearing you on the phone, I got to agree with Kevin.
Even if it's a regular guy, a guy who's jammed up in a lane that's closed and is desperately trying to get out of that lane and get it back into traffic,
no.
I'm going to keep you on the other side of the cone.
Although, having said that, if you were a trucker, can you imagine the cars in the city and how hard that would be?
Get a new job. Then get a new job.
Oh.
Vince is on line one in La Mirada. Ralph, we're going to have to ask you to hold back. Do not give him both barrels blasting here, because Vince has a complaint. Hi, Vince. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo.
Hey, Vince.
What's going on?
I was just calling about Ralph's movie reviews lately, man. Normally, I love Ralph, and I always agree with him. But, man, him getting excited about this G.I. Joe movie, I mean.
Here's the thing you got to know about Ralph is he's a closet geek. Not very closeted.
Yeah.
He
loves himself the superheroes and all of that stuff.
Oh, so I guess Transformers wasn't good.
Well, Transformers was one of my top 10 movies, but I wasn't as excited about it as you were.
Well, I turned out to be right, didn't I?
In that instance, yes.
I would exactly agree with you on there, Ralph. I mean, I watched the movie this weekend, and, I mean, it was good. It had some good parts, but, I mean, come on, the storyline was kind of weak with the love story and the glasses. I mean...
Are you talking bad about Megan Fox? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the storyline. I'm not talking about the actors.
All right.
Here's your option. If you don't like a movie I'm talking about, don't go.
You're not bound to Ralph's word.
No, I'm not. But you know what? I think he's missing out. You know, he liked Transformers. I think he liked Robotech even better.
Robotech?
Yes. Remember like the last scenes of Transformers? Robotech should be like the whole movie completely like that. There's really no...
All right, right. Listen, on that.
Roland, we got to go. Thank you, Roland. We got to go. Appreciate the call.
Blow your nose. That's
Psycho Mike on the other line.
Why don't we close with our friend, the window licker, Nick, who's calling us.
Nope.
We haven't talked to Nick in a while. Let's see what he's got going on.
Morning. Wait, let me say this in a more familiar voice. Hi, Kevin!
Yeah, you don't need to really put it on as much as speak.
Nick, we're running very... attitude 30 seconds into the phone call.
Yeah, what's up with that, Nick? We took your call, man. Be nice.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I am not in a Halloween mood today. I have not...
We'll change it for you.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to do tonight. I don't have, like, a costume. And it's been kind of a bad month for me, so I haven't been, like, in, like, the Halloween spirit of things, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I'm coming to you, my friends, to help me with that.
What are the odds Nick comes up with a poor me story, by the way?
It's been a bad month.
I'm just not really into it right now.
Don't do anything!
No, but I want to have fun. I love having fun, and I haven't been having enough fun lately.
Yeah.
Nick, I've got a suggestion for you. This is your old radio pal, Bean, here. Are you listening to me right now?
I am listening to you, Bean. What's up?
And have I ever steered you wrong? Haven't I always taken you seriously and tried to give you good advice throughout the year?
You have.
Okay. I want you to take this time today that you're alone again, the most recent time that you find you have no friends and no plans, and I want you to evaluate the choices that you're making in your life that get you into this situation continuously over and over and over again. And then I want you to start taking personal responsibility for the way you ended up and not blame it on everyone else.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
I have two words for him. Can I give him just two words?
Certainly. Yes.
Tijuana hooker.
She's probably
lonely too, Nick.
Worked before.
She probably doesn't have plans tonight.
Passed it. Done.
Passed it. All right.
A little hard to satisfy, isn't he? Right.
Nick had sex the one time. He's over. He doesn't need to go back there again.
That's true. Yeah.
All right, Nick. Happy Halloween. Thank you very much for the call. And thanks to all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah, the great Tom Kenny on the show today. A new SpongeBob movie where SpongeBob goes to the exotic underwater city of Atlantis. That's going to air on Monday night, November the 12th. You can buy it on DVD the next day. And how about Lucha Vavoom, guys? Luchadores are go. It's going to be tonight and tomorrow night at the Mayan Theater. This sounds fantastic. Go to ticketweb.com for tickets or luchavavoom.com. And thanks to Rob Zombie for joining us. Of course, his Zombie Live CD in stores are available for download now. Catch him with Ozzy Osbourne November 30th at the Staples Center.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to do lying about being a celebrity, especially in this town, because there was a guy that went out and he was hitting on chicks saying he was the king of Mexico from K-Rock.
What a choice.
That seems like...
Well, it's not lying about being a celebrity.
Right.
That's true.
It's, it was an attempt to lie about being a celebrity, but just not good choices. Right. You don't really want to go as Dave.
If you're going to pick a celebrity.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, if you look like Dave, just be Carlos Mencia. Just go
right.
for it.
Right. Might as well if that's what you're trying to do. Also, what country has the sluttiest girls tomorrow? Hmm. We're going to talk to Slash about his new book that's creatively titled Slash. And we have LaQuisha tomorrow talking about A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Best show in the world.
Yes, it is.
And tomorrow, by the way, 1st of November. Don't forget. So that is always very, very exciting. How about a little bit of the Halloween spooks one last time before we go for the year?
We haven't heard it all day. It's been Halloween, and we haven't heard it all day.
Because it sucks.
It's the best. Take it, girls.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Ghostly things are going to happen.
Kevin, you know you won't hear it again for another 11 and a half months, right?
Yes. Wow.
Halloween spooks outside my window. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
And yet, you say nothing.
Get a lot of requests, of course, from the K-Rock listeners every year on how to get their own copy of Halloween Spooks, available for just 99 cents through the iTunes store. You can find a link on the Kevin and Bean section of K-Rock.com. Just click on links and guess, and you'll see how you can buy your own Halloween Spooks.
Bean's acting like people want it.
Shut up! Will you shut up? Kat Corbett up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. How about some Muse? Also, Chevelle, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the new one from Jimmy Eat World, Nirvana, and more. It's all straight ahead right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.